enforcement sources that he'd shot several cops and security personnel who just left at that. And I, of course, said there were shots going off before the main attack on the crowds. And you can clearly hear the shots going on 35, 40 seconds before, up, 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 a different cyclical rate, and then the heavier gun go off right above Mandalay Bay, right where they say shots were coming from, caught by the taxi driver. And there's countless videos of this. And why am I opening the broadcast up with this today, 9 days after one of the worst terror attacks in our country's history? It's because they're doing two big things. They're having Newsweek take the lead on disinformation while at the same time quietly letting the truth out so that as more comes out, they don't get burned too bad. They're running big headline articles in Newsweek and a bunch of other places saying Alex Jones claims there was a second shooter, and here's his proof. From Monday, where you can hear the gun going off, it looks like a muzzle flash, but by the end of the day, we found other videos, it was a strobe light. And we said, okay, we were speculating there, we're trying to find out what really happened, like everybody else is doing, that's totally normal. They ran it today in a bunch of publications, like I just said it, this week, when I said it last week. This is just amazing how deceptive these people are. No wonder it's hard for folks to figure out what's going on, because I can't even keep track of their lies anymore. And then here's the big takeaway. They now come out and completely contradict their official story and basically admit, okay, ISIS may be involved. Newsweek has an article now looking at it, and maybe they are. Remember, we said that day one from our sources. But even bigger, Newsweek, LA Times, Usual Suspects, Las Vegas gunman shot security guard a full 6 minutes before opening fire on concert goers, police revealed. What have we been telling you? What have witnesses said? They've said other people were shot. Guns were going off before. You've got casinos a mile away where they're reporting glass shot out, shell casings, cops jumping on top of people, saying get down, everybody locked down. I mean, this is all going on. There's all sorts of gunfire. And they're not telling folks, I guess, because they don't want to scare people away from these tourist destinations or whatever, that this was an ISIS attack, just like they do to casinos in the Middle East, just like they do in India, to shopping districts and entertainment districts. I mean, this goes on all the time in other parts of the world. You've got the Kenya attacks on shopping malls over and over again. This is what ISIS does. This is what Al-Qaeda does. And we have real sources. Now, could the sources be lying to us? Absolutely. But they've been good sources so far. These are real sources. The media's like, Jones claims he has ballistics experts too, but doesn't name them. Oh, like Craig Sawyer that led major teams in SEAL Team 6 and is a top ballistics expert with national TV shows and who's a top federal expert witness that testifies in federal court and a federal marshal? They just ignore when we have the sources on. And Craig can't get into all his sources. He said, no, you're dead on the right track, but I can't tell you. But he says everybody's going in the right direction. I mean, they know, folks. They've been ordered to cover it up. And I think President Trump is wrong in doing this. Now, I may be proven wrong down the road. Stay with us.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So 10, 11 days ago, on October 1st, we told you that our sources revealed to us that there were major ISIS connections to the Las Vegas shooter. Now, by Monday, it became clear from our White House sources that the national security apparatus has asked the president not to release this information because ISIS was planning this attack with codes built into it to trigger massive sleeper cell attacks across the United States that we'd even been predicting would coincide with the Antifa uprisings that are now beginning. We also reported that there were gunshots going off before the main attack, and that we were told police officers and security personnel were shot before and after, and so that we weren't being given the full story, and that there were other engagements around town, and now there's countless videos of folks huddling inside hotels saying, we've been told to get down, there's shell casings, windows shot out, and they're a mile away. And then everybody in the hotel gets their room free. There's video of all this. We've already played it. I'll probably play it again today. Now, Newsweek, while simultaneously repeating everything Media Matters puts out, everything George Soros says, the mouth of George Soros, the mouth of Chucky Schumer is Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, this is admitted. Newsweek is the mouth of Soros as well, and they've been coming out, putting out total disinformation, saying, I'm saying the shooting didn't happen, saying that I'm saying O.J. Simpson was involved. Never said that. They're basically, you know, claiming Bat Boy was found at the White House, and then I'm saying it. I'm not saying any of that. You know what I really said, and they're scared of it. I mean, last Tuesday, they were attacking me saying, Jones says ISIS took responsibility, which they didn't. Yes, they did. Now, get ready for it. Here they are covering their butts today. This is so huge. If ISIS was behind Las Vegas shooting, there's a terrifying reason it won't prove it yet. And Newsweek's Tom O'Connor goes on to say, sleeper cells inside the U.S. Exactly what I told you on Monday from the White House source. Exactly what Paul Rotson wrote about, exactly what Matt Drudge linked to. There it is. See? Lead follower, get out of the way, Newsweek. Now, let me give you more. We told you people reported shots going on before the main barrages. Plus, we have the video. Oh, L.A. Times. Las Vegas gunman shot security guard a full 6 minutes before opening fire on concert goers, police reveal. I don't want to be this right. I don't want to be this on target. But the truth is, they're trying to cover this up. And the sheriff has come out and done as much as he can, saying clearly there's no way this guy acted alone. He said that last Thursday. And they've said, we're looking at radicalization. But we can't talk about the evidence yet, but looks like some people may have helped him. That's from what they found in the room, okay? So he could have been a patsy, because media acts like I'm changing stories. We don't know exactly what happened. We know so much. We know the official story's collapse. We know so far its collapse highlights everywhere we were right. But then, yeah, he could have been a gun runner. Oh, we told you he went to the Middle East first. We told you the girlfriend went there first, the live-in. We told you that there were hotel receipts first 4chan found them, but we published them, checked them, Drudge linked to it. That was all proven correct. We told you there was a woman in there days before. We told you that she was there earlier and that he was there 3 days earlier. All of that's been confirmed. The official story down the line from top to bottom, up one side and down the other, is not true. Now, I've seen certain characters out there floating the idea that nobody got shot. I've watched 45 minutes or more of different cell phone and rescuer footage and EMT footage. It's real. It's real. There's plenty of splattered heads and splattered legs. And people are saying, well, some of them aren't splattered. I've shot wild hogs, deer, elk, you name it, with high-powered rifles in the head many times, and it just goes in and a little bitty hole comes out. Sometimes it blows the whole side of the head off. So these arguments that all these people aren't completely splattered is pure malarkey. I shot one of those giant African antelopes, I forget the names of them, in the head, and it just went in and went out, and the thing kept going. And then my son was with me and pulled the trigger and hit it through one eye and out the other. No eyes, and it kept going. That's how tough they are. And there was, like, no holes when we went over there. I don't mean to get into graphic hunting stuff, but the whole point is that anybody that shot big pieces of meat knows that ballistics do different things. And I've watched the footage. There's plenty of splattered people with heads all flayed out. It was real, folks. You can't copy the footage I saw. So we've caught him red-handed covering up multiple shooters, or at least him doing shooting at different times. ISIS connections, all of it. It's all coming out in spades, in triplicate. They don't even know what to do in MSM. And so their hope is to say nobody died. So the media can then pick up on that and then get the families to come out and get really upset on television. That's the plan. And I'm not going along with it, so that's the way it is. I will not watch the footage again, and I will not show it. If you want to go find it online, it's there. There's hours of it. I've only watched 45 minutes of it and had nightmares, and because I have children and I have daughters especially, and I just don't like seeing young women dying. Some of the footage is them dying, gulping, and you see their eyes go from clear and alive to dead. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real, 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 real. It's okay to question because they lied about babies in incubators and they lied about WMDs. They lied about other massacres. It's happened before. And it's okay to question things. But once the evidence comes out and it's incontrovertible, you know it's a diversion. They don't do big staged events with 23,000 people and then just have a bunch of shots go off and then have some, oh, quote, crisis actors, you know, 58 of them, 59 of them. No, ladies and gentlemen, you can't cover it up at all the hospitals. You can't cover up something that big. You can't do it. So that's where I stand on that. But that itself is a diversion from what I just told you. Las Vegas gunman shot security guard a full 6 minutes before opening fire on concert goers. They've been covering that up for 10 days. Think about the magnitude of that. And it's a bunch of others. We've got countless videos of people where they're all huddling and they're saying, oh my God, there's glass. Get out of here, shell casings. So, ladies and gentlemen, they lied about when he checked in. We have all the proof. They've not denied that now. They've been told to lie. And now they're saying, okay, it looks like it may be ISIS in Newsweek. And that's because they know they're not going to be able to cover it up because law enforcement isn't going along with it. And when it comes out, it's one of my main criticisms of Trump now. That and saying he's against WikiLeaks, when WikiLeaks probably got him elected more than anybody, more than InfoWars in our audience. But he's 50-50. But, you know, Drudge, it's all in there. A constellation that brought Trump the win of the populist resistance. But I get you don't want them if they tell you, Mr. President, there's a code and they're going to launch ISIS attacks everywhere if you air this. I don't buy that. That's the left and the globalists inside the FBI trying to keep the truth from coming out so they can score political points just like they did for weeks and weeks in Puerto Rico. Blocking the aid, getting there and the Teamsters sitting on it so they can have the biggest disaster possible to blame America. It's the same crud. And I'm not going along with it. It's October, ladies and gentlemen. November 5th, they claim they're launching their communist uprising. This is the final countdown. How many days are we out now? How many days? 25 days until they launch Bolshevik Revolution number 2. But this time it's America, and we're ready. Dug in, and we will defeat them.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
and gentlemen. Now Newsweek, the Associated Press, and others are reporting it might be an ISIS attack after all. And that ISIS is sitting on top of the proof because they just want to embarrass the establishment. That's a cover story, folks. The point is that they're now having to admit that, the supposed shooter shot a security guard 6 minutes before. The whole story has blown up in everybody's face. Who pushed it? Just watch as more unfolds, because it's an adventure called reality that we're all living together. It's not a drill, and you live only once. This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Mr. Weinstein is in a lot of trouble, and we're now learning that the media was only putting out the sexual harassment stories because they knew a bigger story was about to break in the New Yorker magazine, and they knew this 2 weeks ago. So the same New York Times that spiked the report in 2004 and in 2008 and in 2012, that's all confirmed, the same CNN that spiked it, the same Matt Damon and other usual suspects that went to bat for him and helped cover it up because they're so liberal. Told you, I know folks behind the scenes, Matt Damon, all those guys, it's a total joke, the global warming, all of it. They all listen to this show. By the way, I could care less. And they all know what's really going on, but they're just totally mercenary and stand for nothing but themselves. They are the whores of the whores. All of them. And it's all coming out. But as I and Cernovich said here last week, why is all this breaking so big now? We said our gut is the very media outlets that covered it up, like the New York Times, are now breaking it to minimize it and make it about simply hitting on women and cheating on his wife. This in pedophile, devil worship central Hollywood. And the Clintons are still silent. But now we know, ladies and gentlemen, it's women saying he raped them. And that's what it's all about when you make women come in and see you showering and make it all about you. It's serious pervert behavior. It's trying to creep women out and then forcing yourself on them. It's cucking the women. So now the New Yorker magazine, from aggressive overtures to sexual assault, Harry Weinstein's accusers tell their stories. And here's the deal, whether it's true or not, and I tend to believe it with the Hollywood slime types, it's all part of the same slime bucket, and it's what everybody wallowed into, so it's a bunch of vampires eating each other. I mean, there's some truth to, hey, you know what you're getting into when you go to Hollywood. It's like walking down the alley in the worst part of town at midnight and then getting freaked out when you get mugged. But still, the muggers are more to blame. They actually carried out the criminal act. Now, some of the young 16-year-old girls that watch TV all day and think they're going to be movie stars, they go, oh, yeah, come to California, you're going to be movie stars. Know what you're going to be is a crack whore. And when they're done using you up, they're going to put you in a snuff film for European consumption. And they're going to torture you to death. Because the truth is, the child porn stuff's just mid-level. The torture porn, the murder porn, well, that's king in Hollywood. There were hundreds of VHS tapes caught being shipped about 12 years ago out of Italy. It was a big national Italian television show, exposed it to Hollywood. And men were paying $50,000 apiece for the VHS tapes. Only a few of them again sent out. Of toddlers being raped and then having their brains blown out afterwards. Just thought you might want to know what these folks are into. So if you think hitting on women at restaurants or having a different girlfriend every day is what this is all about, think again. Of course, they're going after him twofold. To cover up the really big stuff and to make it about a men's war on women and sell that the West has a rape culture when Islam doesn't and create a bigger war between the sexes before they level their guns on Trump. So everybody knows the left's hypocritical, been protecting the Clintons. They know that. And that's why the smarter left is now turning on the Clintons. They're going to destroy the Clintons. They're going to destroy Weinstein. And then they're going to roll women out that say Trump raped them. And there'll be such a furor and such a fury that this will be the scandal they believe will bring down Trump. It all crystallized this morning when I was reading all the news and looking at it. And watch, it's going to happen. Because I'm bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. And I've already seen their playbooks before. And part of this is the Chi-Coms are trying to buy up the foreign Islamic-owned connections and control of Miramax, his film studio. Weinstein wasn't playing along, but his brother wanted to do it. That's known. And so you just take him off, take control of the company, have a big controversy, distract everybody from the stuff that was already going to come out to begin with, and then turn it against Trump. And I'd already thought that this morning, and then sure enough, I saw the headlines from all the usual suspects in Hollywood. Okay, Weinstein's bad, but Trump's worse. He's an abuser. He's a rapist. And they always misrepresent what I've said about this on the Joe Rogan podcast, even in my family court deal. They edited it and played a clip of where we said, it's terrible what Trump said. I wouldn't say it or do it. But it's not like you're jumping out of the bushes grabbing women. He's saying if a woman's climbing up on top of you, you can grab them, and you know they're that aggressive. So it's uncouth. It's not a good thing for a father to do. We all agreed, Joe Rogan, myself, Eddie Bravo. That was a five-minute discussion. It was edited down to saying it's not rape to if a woman's already coming on to you to grab them because they're grabbing you. I mean, is it rape when a woman grabs you? Because if that's the case, man, I've been raped a lot. A lot. No, it's not. If it's consensual, it's there. Then if they say, no, don't do that, then you don't push it. It's still not good for a father, a married guy to do. It's wrong, but it's not rape. And then that turns into, oh, Alex Jones is defending Trump's rape. It's not rape. If you're on a tour bus bragging to your buddy, man, I'm so popular now, women throw themselves on me, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, that's the whole point. And I don't like it. And that was Trump 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and he's apologized for it, and he's grown a lot. But most importantly, he's delivered on what he said he would do politically to a great extent. And Stephen Bannon and InfoWars and Drudge and all of us together are doing a great job trying to keep the Republicans on the straight and narrow. When we come back, we'll get into that in the big North Korea news. But Bannon, myself, everybody are declaring war, InfoWar, on the Republican establishment, their numero uno enemy. They're the ones working with the Democrats. They're the ones blocking the agenda to make America free and great again. They are target number one. The Democrats have pulled some briar patch stuff where they go, oh, we're giving a little bit of money against the candidates. You know, we agree with Bannon to take them out. That's to make conservatives think Bannon's a Democrat and to think, oh, we better be against Bannon because the Democrats have teamed up with him. That's total, please don't throw me in that briar patch. And that's exactly, you know, what they want. So that's more shill operations by them. We'll be back. Mattis says Army must be ready for military options on North Korea. We learn more and more about what that calm before the storm is.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Imrix Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Imrix Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my
okay, I'm going to get into the North Korea situation, the latest developments there, and then into the amazing job that Stephen Bannon's doing, as well as Ted Cruz, who I was really mad at during the campaign, but he's really been doing a good job when it comes to policy. I guess he just gets underhanded and nasty when he's trying to get the presidency. But we're going to be looking at all that. But make no mistake, with this whole Weinstein debacle, now with women saying he raped them, and I have no doubt, guy's a pig. He wants to rape America. He's a globalist. He's proven what he's into. But know this, they're only doing it because they know America isn't buying going after Trump for any sexual stuff that's been claimed because of the Clintons and the rest of it. And so I've seen major moves where the establishment is getting ready to flush the Clintons. But as soon as that's done, they're coming for Trump. They realize that Trump's approval rating isn't just up 6 points in the last 2 weeks. They have a 15% manipulation in how they do the polls, 9 to 15, sometimes higher. And so Trump is 9 to 15 points higher than what they're saying. Trump's closer to 60% or higher, as I keep explaining to everybody. Just like I said during the campaign. And it came out indeed. Google knew. Facebook knew. They've got algorithms. Let me explain something. 10 years ago, it came out that major travel websites had cookies that knew where you traveled and what you did and an algorithm. And so you had to unload your cookies. And I would tell folks booking flights here, I'd say, you notice that flight costs so much. Unload your cookies. Go in on a new browser, and they'd be like, it's incredible. This flight was $2,000. Now it's $800. First class would be $15,000 to England. And I'd say, now, go in without the cookies, showing we've flown to England before, and see what it is. It'd be $4,000. Just as an example. That had been in the news 10 years ago. It's not like I discovered that. It's far worse. I'll tell my wife, if she's shopping on a big shopping cart, I go, honey, did you back out of your cookies? Did you delete them? Did you go in a fresh browser? She'll go, no. And I'll go, watch this. And every time the products are lower prices. And I was just talking about that this morning with some of the crew. The only reason I bring it up is just it shows you how digitally gamed things are and how people need to be aware of that. Let me do a plug right now since I brought it up. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, the price is the price we announce on air. It's the same price you see on the site. We don't do stuff like that. But you need to be aware of what other people do. Folks like Walmart and Target will raise the price of one thing one week. Then they'll say 50% off the next week. And you're really getting what the regular price was. When I say 50% off, it's 50% off the regular price. At $19.96, Brain Force, our amazing nootropic for the mind, with all the known compounds that boost your health, productivity, focus in a healthy way, it has 4.6 of 5,000 plus reviews, unheard of, on Power Reviews. It's really half off. At $39, it's $15 less than the leading competitor. It's already discounted. Now 20% more. So, yes, you don't just support the very tip of the spear. You get high-quality products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, I'd said I was going to probably run this for a month because it sold out last time, and I said double the amount we order, and then I'm going to discount it even more as we get a better price when we do that. And then people will buy more, and then we can be more successful and expand the operation. They get better products and like us more, and it's symbiotic. I thought we'd have it for a month, and then I could trail off until more came in a month after that at the regular price. We may have to stop it in a week. We're selling so much of it, which is good, but we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. So InfoWarsLife.com, get your BrainForce Plus. So I may have to end it in a couple days. I'll probably end it for sure in a week. I thought sales would start tapering off. It's just like insane because it really is a good product. And that's good to even discount it more because then you'll try it and really see how great it is. Because other brain pills and stuff, even if they say they're natural, they give me headaches, you name it. We went through a lot of formulas before we decided on this one. You may like some other formulas better, because it's all kind of a person's taste. But listeners really love Brain Force, Brain Force Plus, on 20% more. We're ending it today. I said yesterday, but I haven't got around to the new specials. Secret 12, methylcobalamin, vitamin B12, taken sublingually. That's 40% off. Emmerich's Essentials on the household product pack, 50% off. That's a huge deal. On household toiletries and more, they're totally organic. Already discounted. So discounted more, it's unheard of. For a limited time only, Oxy Powder, 25% off. That flushes out the intestines. Introducing, again, the new Emmerich's Essentials essential oils that are massively discounted to the highest quality. It's all there. Alexa Pure Pro, this is going to end today, 20% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 20% off. That's going to end today. So I'm going to meet with Tim Pruget, and I'm going to come up with the new specials for tomorrow. But these have been unprecedented, and they end today. InfoWarsLife.com. Oh, and Caveman with a turmeric and all the rest of it. It's amazing with the concentrated bone broth. That's got to end the next few days because I don't want to sell out of it. We don't get more in for a month. So it'll go back to the regular price starting tomorrow if I have anything to do with it because it's up to me to do. It's my fault. Sometimes these specials extend out because I have to come up with the new ones. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And whatever you do, realize our local affiliates are king. Spread the word about them, support their sponsors, let them know you're supporting them, or send them $100 a month, especially if you're middle class or wealthy. This is a war, folks. Soros is spending billions a year to try to get your guns, to try to bankrupt the economy, to try to sexualize your children, to try to demoralize this nation, and to try to start a race war. So we are effectively writing the narrative against the globalists. We're blowing their operations up worldwide. We are the tip of the spear. We're the guts, the blood, the glory. We are you. You are the InfoWar, and when you financially support us, it's very critical. And when you support local affiliates, it's absolutely just as critical. So please mark your calendar, whatever. Tithe to the local radio station. Get high-quality products. Tithe to this show. Is your local church fighting the globalists? Is it exposing the pedophile rings? Is it exposing the New World Order? No, they're scared because of 501c3 tell them they can't be political. It's a load of unconstitutional malarkey, and Trump's overturning it. But these churches want to play it safe right into hell. Now, a lot of them are good. And if they're good, donate to them. But I wouldn't give another red cent to these name it and claim it glitterbug cults. I grew up in Dallas in Rockwall, folks, right in the middle of some of the biggest names out there. Okay? And I know about these preachers behind the scenes. Let me tell you. I've never seen hookers that look so good. So you just need to understand these people are got helicopters, they got cocaine, and they are partying. And they are absolutely think you're a joke. Okay? And that's a whole other area. It's just these churches, these big, giant mega churches are everywhere. Everyone worships these stupid preachers, and they're not doing anything to fight the world government, the whole beast system. These local radio stations fighting and fighting for the Trump agenda that is to free up the churches and free up Christians and not let the IRS persecute Christians. That's what's important. Because we don't have the religious freedom, we have nothing. And the internet censorship is coming down. It's not coming down on these little glitterbird churches. It's coming down on us. And they're going against our local radio station sponsors. But they can't stop you committing today to donate to your local affiliates today. Mark it in your calendar and do it. If you want to beat the globalist. It's simple. And folks, notice we're hiring a lot of people. We're expanding. I'm spending every dime that comes in here. Like we've got every bit of pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, every bit of sail on. We are just absolutely at ramming speed right now because we know we're this close to beating the New World Order. Now, I kind of ranted and I'm behind now. I'm going to get directly to Mattis and the chilling new video about get ready to strike North Korea. And the call before the storm, I'm going to get to the Bannon videos as well. And then we've got the Army intelligence officer that's been really on target predicting a lot of this. Join us. We'll take calls some. After he leaves us today as well, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, and I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank my family. I want to thank this great crew. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank Jesus Christ, and I want to thank God Almighty for giving us his son on the cross. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. InfoWars.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Escape from the New World Order, and we're doing a pretty good job, folks. Ha ha! As the spell they had over us begins to break. Well, here it is from CNBC. NFL owners to consider rule change that would require players to stand for the national anthem. There's already a rule. But they want to act like they're doing something. Total deception in that headline. But you know what that is? A big old fat, juicy, white flag that they are running up in front of the world after, what, 3 weeks ago they chastised the president? And they said, oh, you say it's disrespectful? No, you disrespect us. We are powerful. America isn't powerful. The NFL is. That's what they said. And now their ratings are down 35% this year. And I'm afraid 20 plus the last 3 years together, that's 55 juicies. It was 51 or 52% just last week, but it slid more. So see, we're breaking Hollywood's back. We've broken CNN's back. We're breaking the ridiculous NFL's back. Because now America's awake and breaking with the enemy. Now globalism's admitted everywhere. Now the New World Order's admitted everywhere. I'm going to go to Bannon first, then North Korea. Now all the things they denied, it's all out in the open now, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. So they're in full panic mode. You guys give me another video, unless I can't find it. Thank you. This is an amazing time to be alive right now. It doesn't mean we're offering some utopia. It doesn't mean what's going to come after this is going to be perfect. But the globalist parasites that thought they'd set up a world government in secret and thought that there's no way that anybody could ever stop them and they could just sit there and stonewall the entire time. The hoax is over. The hoax is falling. They don't know what to do. And along comes Stephen Bannon and says, we're in a fight with the New World Order. We're in a fight with globalists. And America's coming back. are the number one enemies, the Republican establishment, who's been saying that for years. And now we're that close to hauling them out. And everywhere we look, we're having victory. So let's start here. Let's start here with Bannon declares war on Republican establishment, and Hannity is all for it. See, this is watching our movement of Americana go from being ridiculed and denied to now taking over the Republican Party, vanquishing Hollywood, vanquishing the NFL, vanquishing. And Trump's just our front man. If he falls the wayside or is killed, we're sad that happens. We move forward. See, the taste of victory. Nothing succeeds like success. Nothing gives victory like victory. The more you win, the more you win. That's why the enemy's always saying you don't have any power, you're nothing. Telling you you're defeated to demoralize you. The ghost of the old republic is rising again. The renaissance, the electricity of human freedom, burning in the hearts and minds of men and women everywhere. Here's Bannon.
The basic agenda that President Trump ran on and won. He carried states that Republicans haven't carried in living memory. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. This agenda works. The American people voted for it. It's their responsibility. By the way, McConnell would not be majority leader unless Trump in North Carolina, in Missouri, in Wisconsin was able to carry those senators across the finish line. It is incumbent upon them to back President Trump's plan, but you don't see it. What you saw with Corcoran said today is what they talk about on Capitol Hill. That's when I left the White House. Remember, I said, I'm going after the Republican establishment, and we're going to go after them.
But you're picking rock-solid credential candidates.
We're spending a ton of time with the grassroots organizations to make sure that these candidates are fully vetted. You're going to see people announced this week that are going to have experience in government. You're going to see some outsiders that are authentic, and these people are real. It's not like 2010. 2010 was the beginning of the Tea Party when things were first getting going. You're going to see real candidates, and by the way, they're going to take on incumbents in every state, and they're going to take on the Democrats after
you
that.
You said in the 60 Minutes interview you're a street fighter. I'm a street fighter, too.
I noticed that.
Okay, you noticed that? I'm not supporting any Republican incumbent that hasn't gotten their job done. Not one, Steve. I refuse. They have betrayed the American people. They have betrayed their promises. How do you make a promise for 7.5 years and not fulfill it?
It's a lack of sense of urgency. By the way, these guys work 3 days a week. The American people now
are
people
working good.
Two jobs.
Now, before I go back to Bannon, I'm going to play a Marsha Blackburn clip. She put out a video that got seen last time I heard, millions and millions of times. It was going completely viral. Same thing happens to our videos all the time. They get up to 20, 30 million, they just take them off Facebook. And a lot of times it's just Hillary, you know, saying black people are predators. It's things they've done they don't want the public to see. So Marsha Blackburn, as you know, was involved exposing Planned Parenthood and the selling of baby parts. That's a fact. She put out this viral video, got seen millions of times in one day on Twitter and other platforms, and it got taken down off Twitter. Other videos have been taken down off Facebook. I was mentioning what's happened to us. So this is what they're scared of. A nice, clean-cut, good lady with a good background, standing up against keeping babies alive, selling their body parts, all the things we've talked about so much. And now it's in the Washington Post. Streisand effect in full effect. Twitter blocked a congresswoman's anti-abortion ad over baby body parts, but it allowed an identical tweet. So again, they allow people to say they're going to kill Trump and leave that up. But you put up a nice video just showing crime statistics by Muslims from the government of Sweden, and you have your account deleted or your video deleted. This is what they're doing. This is the censorship. And the fact is that they're taking on congressional candidates, catapults her into the lead. It blows up in their face. People say, they keep censoring us. I'm going to leave YouTube. And I go, don't leave, fight. Show it's a fraud. Show it's selective. Show it's discriminatory. And we're doing it, and we're winning. That's what it's all about. We're going to expose them. If we fight them when they censor, it'll go Streisand effect and blow up in their face. And everybody knows what the Streisand effect is. It's like a decade ago that people were showing her big giant house and all the rest of it. She tried to suppress it off the internet, so it made it the biggest story in the country. And that's what they've done. So let's go to the censored video that Twitter and others don't want you to see.
I fought Planned Parenthood, and we stopped the sale of baby body parts. Thank God. I shoot skeet, have a concealed carry permit for the gun that I do pack in my purse. I believe our government spends too much, grows too much, and is bankrupting our children's future. I believe in President Trump's immigration ban, and I'll fight with him every step of the way to build that wall. I stand for hundreds of millions of honest Americans who work hard and they play by the rules. And I stand for the greatest country the world has ever known. I stand when the president walks in the room, and yes, I stand when I hear the Star Spangled Banner. A great Tennessean who wasn't so politically correct himself once said, "One man with courage makes a majority." Well, courage comes in both genders, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate because I'll fight every day to make our Republican majority act like one. Too much is at stake. America needs a conservative revolution and leaders who are willing to fight in it. I'm Marsha Blackburn. That's why I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I would be honored to have your vote.
So she comes off very credible, very mom-like, very smart, very strong, pretty, very well-dressed, and she has a good background. And it just drove the leftists crazy, and they said, we want this banned. Everybody else can have their ads out there, and everybody else airs them, and you can see them. But you're not allowed to see something wholesome and good and nice. That's what Twitter thinks. And so they're now going to find out what happens when it blows up in their face. And now leaked emails detail Twitter censorship of Marsha Blackburn's pro-life beliefs. Yes, insiders from inside Twitter are sick of the censorship and they're going public. Many of them are liberals, but they're not fascist authoritarians who think you can just ban speech in America because you don't like it. It's dangerous. I would never ban the left speech. This is a real revolution, folks. This is against the Republican establishment by a populist movement. If the Democrats would have done this themselves, they would be in power right now. The people want major change, and it's coming, and it's happening, and no amount of staged events, no amount of Manchurian candidates, no amount of race war funding is going to work. People want prosperity, and it's not that America's perfect, but they're overthrowing it to bring in globalism. That's why people are resisting it. Once globalism is exposed, there's no way it's going to exist because it's unelected global corporate systems tax exempt with diplomatic immunity. Now, the big North Korea threat and more straight ahead in hour number two. Please spread the word. Infowars.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to get into the big North Korea situation coming up in the next segment. Mattis says we've got to be ready for military options. Is this Trump's calm before the storm? The answer is yes. But first, Antifa's playbook revealed, a key report by John Bowne. And we'll get that report lined up for you here in a minute. Again, Antifa's playbook revealed. This is a John Bowne report. As we face the coming tide of violence that Antifa, the Democratic Socialists, and other treasonous groups are fomenting, it's important to see their tactics for what they are. And that is to create as much destabilization and problems in our country. Here's part of the report.
As we face the coming tide of the violence that Antifa, the Democratic Socialists, and other treasonous groups are fomenting, it's important to see their Zelenskyite tactics for what they are. In Saul Alinsky's handbook for the coming uprising of the left, titled Rules for Radicals, we can clearly see how Zelensky's rules are being applied. Rule number one, power is not what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have.
Well, let's be clear that Antifa are not calling on the government to censor anyone. In fact, that they resist the notion of turning to the government or turning to the police, who we've seen have been infiltrated by white supremacists, who have been sympathetic to the court, sort of return to law and order notion of fascism. And so the idea is, the real enemies of free speech are fascists. We've seen that historically.
Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people.
What about when an Antifa member stabbed a police horse in the neck with a knife? Was the horse a racist Trump supporter?
Yes. So the horse...
I didn't know horses could vote.
You see, the horse is a tool of the police, and the police, under the Trump administration, have been increasingly intolerant, militarized.
Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy.
No, but you are an easy person to dislike.
I mean, no, I'm an easy person to target by fascists. That's why this organization called Far Left Watch is going through my tweets, finding tweets from 3 weeks back, and I don't know if you've gone through my Twitter.
Number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon.
As someone who has cops in my family, I'm offended by that. Because the people I know who are cops, they have kids.
Are they immortal?
Number six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more.
Hey, my dear friends.
No fascist USA. No Trump. No KKK. No fascist USA.
Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Number eight. Keep the pressure on. Never let up.
As blood is actually reflected in Las Vegas's rising sun, she decides to manipulate the pain, the anger, and direct it toward lawful gun owners. She tweets, imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier. Hillary, there's a reason you lost the election. As Americans come together, you seek to divide, not sympathize, not empathize, showing just how hollow a tin man you are.
Number nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. Number 11, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog.
For every, you know, few minutes, somebody gets killed and certain percentage are black. Yeah, and 9 out of 10 blacks are being killed by blacks. And these Soros-handled groups, their answer is ban guns. I always hear that. You know, the NRA is the new Klan because black people are getting shot in areas where they've banned the guns. 9 out of 10 blacks that are shot in this country, look it up, are shot by other black people.
Number 12, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. Number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it.
White people, not me, because you know what? Out there, in the premises of the university, I deal with microaggressions on the daily, as do other people of color. And you have people out there wearing hats like those, y'all don't say about it.
Because I have a right to.
Make America great again, reading.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, riding shotgun with us this hour is one of my great advisors that I consult here live on air and sometimes privately about what he thinks. He's a former Army intelligence officer that came highly recommended by smart folks currently in government. But also, I've been having him on the show for a good 15 years. I was first reading some of his near-future novels 20 years ago, really charting different scenarios of America taking back the country peacefully or violently during a civil war in a fight against globalism. And so now we're beyond near future. We are in the substantive future here and affecting the battle space of the near future and medium-term future as well. So we'll talk to James Wesley Rawls joining us. He also has one of the biggest survival blogs out there, survivalblog.com. We'll be going to him in just a moment. But it is unbelievable that they've come out in Newsweek with high-level government counterterrorism experts saying, you better watch out because it looks like ISIS might be involved in this. And then you've got other articles with them changing the timeline, saying, okay, he shot 6, 7, 8 minutes before a security guard and other stuff went on. Folks, we've got the videos. I've had one of the former leaders of SEAL Team 6, top ballistics guy in federal court, and he's a federal air marshal, and it goes on and on. Craig Sawyer on. He's got TV shows on History and Discovery Channel where he's a ballistics expert. And he says, clearly, there's two guns going off the first 2.5 minutes, which is what witnesses say. And it's down the road at another hotel where witnesses said there was glass shell casings, people being shot. So there's a cover-up. And the media is trying to walk it back right now. And their new thing is to say that I said nobody died there. I've never said that. I watched the footage when it came out. I'm not watching it again. But it's real people. It was really happened. It was very graphic. And as a father, I don't like watching it because even though the girls were 16, 18 years old, I got a 13-year-old daughter. And it just tears my guts out to watch them dying. Because there's video of people dying. And there's no faking that. There's not enough Academy Awards in the world to fake it. You see that light go out of somebody's eyes while they're coughing blood up. It's not funny. Now, there is so much going on that front. And I've got sources that say they basically know what's going on, but they can't talk to me now. They just put out the leads that ISIS connections, Middle East connections. He did go to the Middle East, we now learn. We told you that last Monday. We told you first his girlfriend went. We told you about the receipts, and we told you about him there 3 days before and a woman visiting. Folks, we broke it all. We broke it all. And by we broke it all, we had a lot of the original first leads and then 4chan and the autistic army, and that's what they call themselves. They call themselves autistic in a nice way, meaning they're so obsessed with the knowledge that 4chan and the internet and Reddit, the Donald, get half the credit. And then the other researchers on the web and sure, InfoWars, but it's not about credit. The media takes me on as the lead elephant to try to discredit me. And then, you know, tries to attach things to what I've said to cover up the real evidence. So we're going to cover this now. because James Wesley Rawls has been predicting that this is all coming, that Antifa would quickly morph into a merger with Islamic groups and become like the Weatherman meets Islam, meets radical Orthodox Islam. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll do North Korea and Mattis, the call before the storm, saying that the army must have all options on the table when speaking to the army. That's coming up. But you've got, I mean, here's Newsweek. If ISIS was behind the Las Vegas attack, there's a terrifying reason it hasn't proven it. And they get into letting the government deny it, then showing it later, or they have sleeper cells that are going to be activated when they release the next video, which is what we were told by our White House source. And we had that out, and Drudge linked to that on Monday. So this is real, folks. I mean, you know, the media goes, Jones claims he has former Navy SEAL ballistics experts. They know Craig was on saying that last week. And they know our other sources are real. They know that. They know full well we gave the president the information on our PIO. He looks at Drudge all the time on his phone, but he's more obsessed with the New York Times, which I think is silly. They don't have any power left, but he looks at them a lot. He looks at Drudge a lot. He looks at InfoWars some, but mainly when he sees it on Drudge. And then some of his people give him info from InfoWars. And sometimes I get phone calls. But he didn't know about our PIO because Hannity, and he's got a lot on his plate, hadn't covered it. He watches Hannity every night or he tapes it. That's why you want to talk to the president. That's the most important show in America because he watches Sean Hannity. And I just give you the intel, folks. They know that. And I'm not going to even, that's why they try to get Hannity off the air. They admit because of that. I mean, that's how surrounded the president is. So joining us is James Wesley Rawls. James, how amazing is this that they're now changed the timeline? Admit he was shooting earlier. Now saying, okay, ISIS connections. What do you think's going on here? Why do you think it's being covered up? Or what's your intel suggester? Pardon me? Oh, we have a problem with the Skype. It just disconnected. Skype's a wonderful technology, but I tell you, James is out in the boonies, to say the least. So it's the next best thing to a string and 10 cans. We get him in studio sometimes. His face hadn't been seen in about 10 years. We'll get James Wesley Rawls' take on all of this as soon as we reconnect with him. And while we're waiting, let's just go ahead and get into North Korea first. Here's the cryptic statement by the president last week talking about the calm before the storm. And clearly he's talking about North Korea, but also Iran's threatening preemptive strikes on U.S. ships. So, you know, there's not just our government out there that's got its problems. There's other bad governments, okay? And so North Korea's out of control. I'm not calling for strikes on them, but what if they strike? You know, we've got to be in a strong posture here so that we can back them down and get some detente going. A lot of folks criticizing Trump on being strong on North Korea, I think, are encouraging our enemies, quite frankly, because this is not the same old neocon government, in my view. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this clip. This is the calm before the storm, in case you missed it.
Well, sir, I remember the calm before the storm.
Western storm.
It could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people, Jerusalem, I will tell you that. And we're not great evening. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
But give us a hint on your ISIS.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay,
now, the reason we play that is obviously it builds up to this. This is on InfoWars.com. Merkel Phelan, Mattis. Army must be ready for military options on North Korea. We've got to be ready to ensure that we have military options that our president can employ, Defense Secretary said, and this was while he was addressing a meeting of the Army, the Association of the United States Army Convention in Washington, D.C. Here it is.
Unsurprisingly about Korea, and I suspect you're probably not going to reveal to us the intricate details of your Korea strategy. But what can the U.S. military do to lessen the likelihood of conflict on the Korean Peninsula?
Oh, what a great question. We talk about Korea for a minute because it's on all of our minds, and you know there's a reason that I recommended T.R. Fehrenbach's book that we all pull it out and read it one more time. But ladies and gentlemen, it is right now a diplomatically led, economic sanctioned buttressed effort to try to turn North Korea off this path. Now, what does the future hold? neither you nor I can say. So there's one thing the U.S. Army can do, and that is you have got to be ready to ensure that we have military options that our president can employ if needed. We currently are in a diplomatically led effort. And how many times have you seen the UN Security Council vote unanimously, now twice in a row, to impose stronger sanctions on North Korea? And remember, the Security Council has countries like France and Russia, China, the United States. You know who's on there. And all voted unanimously on this. The international community has spoken, but that means the U.S. Army must stand ready. And so if you're ready, that's your duty at this point in time. And I know the Army will always do its duty. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for having
me. We'll be back. I mean, the fact is that the UN's behind this. That shows you how belligerent North Korea's been. And again, I don't want war, but this is serious.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room.
Give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your That's right, the truth will set you free. James Leslie Rawls is joining us via phone now, former Army Intel officer, best-selling author, survivalblog.com. What do you want to tackle first? Before he got cut off, as you know, they've come out and changed the timeline. Said he was shooting before, shot a security guard. Now security analyst during Newsweek saying maybe it was ISIS. That's what I was told by folks in the hostage rescue team. Let's just say surrounding it. I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, those are real sources. And everything they told me is now bearing out. I'm not going to repeat the whole laundry list, but went to the Middle East, his girlfriend, all of it was radicalized. They believe that he did have help. We broke all that first. Now it's coming out. What do you make of that? Then we'll get into North Korea, Antifa, and more, James.
Well, I have to agree that the change in the timeline is significant, and to try to piece together why he would have supposedly committed suicide right in the middle of his shooting spree when he'd shot up less than half the ammunition that he had there in the room.
Yeah, they told me that the local
photos that have come out show that there were I could see 18. Of the 100-round Surefire magazine sitting there in a pile, a neat pile, ready to be loaded and fired. So what happened? Really odd to see the timeline changed in terms of the reason of why he might have committed suicide, thinking that the room would be rushed. That went away. So what triggered that? The other thing I wanted to mention that's significant is the same thing I mentioned to Rob Dew last week. And that is, Stephen Paddock was a private pilot. And as I'm sure you know, most people who get involved in general aviation get aircraft on the brain. If he was a private pilot and he knew how to private how to pilot light aircraft, why wouldn't he simply do a landing gear up crash landing on that field full of 20,000 people? He probably could have killed 200 or 300 people without even having a bomb on board the aircraft.
Conservatively.
Landing gear up.
Exactly. If he came in at full speed gear up, he would just slice through probably 1,000 people.
Yeah. So there's so many unanswered questions here, so much conflicting information, unless or until the government releases the video that Stephen Paddock supposedly was taking of himself doing the shooting, I'm going to be completely incredulous.
Well, again, just to show how good our sources are, they said, no, he was taken out by police. We know several got wounded, we now learn, and that then the HRT was behind them. But everything they told us is the truth so far. And so I guess I haven't gotten more information since then. I guess they've been ordered to stand down or just not tell the truth. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, we're certainly being treated like mushrooms on this one. They're keeping us in the dark, and you know what they're feeding us. So we just need to be forward-leaning on this. We need to push our elected representatives and push the folks in the law enforcement community to get the information out there, the real truth of what happened. Out. And I suspect that we're going to find that he did have connections to ISIS, firm connections. And this really should be labeled an act of radical Islamic terrorism.
What do you make of Newsweek saying, okay, it might be ISIS? I mean, they're kind of walked back now their claims that it was preposterous. Why would the FBI, within hours of the event and ISIS taking responsibility, rule them out when they never do that before? And generally, even AP admits, ISIS normally only takes credit for what they've done.
Right. I think it was incredibly irresponsible of the FBI, at the very least, and probably nefarious of them to rule out an ISIS connection. You know, I don't see how they had the evidence in hand that early on to make that kind of call. I don't think they could. In fact, we're still waiting for some substantive information to come out, and I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out of either the intelligence community or high-level law enforcement telling us exactly what the connection between Stephen Paddock and ISIS was. Now, granted, his wife was from the northern Philippines, and I don't know whether or not she had an Islamic background or not. But even in the absence of that, anyone who's had contact with Islamic recruitment videos could have conceivably become a convert to Islam and become an ISIS sympathizer or an ISIS shock troop.
Well, look, law enforcement told us connections, traveling the Middle East, all of it before that was in the news. That was proof right there what they gave us. And now it's all starting to come out. But just like Benghazi, I don't think they're going to be able to cover this up. I know from a White House source why Trump has basically sat on this, because they're telling him, we're not sure still yet. But, sir, if it is ISIS, we think there's codes in the attack that may launch a larger attack. And because they know Trump is into military secrecy and not telling folks what you know. So they're kind of using that against the president. So then some of the deep state Democrats can make this about gun control instead of validating the president about the danger of the Islamic invasion. And ISIS saying, as you know, the last 2 years, their main push is getting white Westerners who can blend in to carry out the attacks. That's what they've said they've been targeting. Their next big push has been that.
Yes, and that's quite believable. Now, if Trump is holding back, withholding information that he has, it may be, very well be because folks in the intelligence community or in the Pentagon may have told him that they have some sort of counterstrike planned, or that there might be a sources and methods issue with releasing information. I wouldn't be surprised at all if folks in the NSA had some intercepts that connected Stephen Paddock to ISIS. But because of the sensitivity of sources and methods, that can't be released publicly.
That's just like in World War II, the British, for 4 years of the war, had Enigma, had the code, but a lot of times had to let submarines sink the fleets, had to let them do it because they only needed it for those critical times to win the war.
Yeah, it very well could be an OPSEC issue like that.
Wow. Amazing, just to see this unfolding. What does your gut tell you, just looking at the whole thing?
Well, my gut tells me that, A, there was more than one person involved. The hotel records alone point to that. B, there could be a ISIS connection. And C, I think that Stephen Paddock was either a mind control subject or manipulated by possibly a FBI team infiltration, where they may have orchestrated some of these events, just like they did the first bombing.
Stay there. This is so important. I want you to flesh this out, because I know you're an expert on this. Again, James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com, amazing info. Because he would lay in bed for hours screaming, not knowing who he was, according to his girlfriend and more. He had a lot of... His brother looks like a mind control head. Let's talk about this straight ahead.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, when I say there are dozens of videos, I've probably watched, I don't want to exaggerate, close to 100. I've watched more than 10 videos shot of the people dead and dying during the shooting and after in the first few minutes. But I thought, hey, let's show you some of the new videos people are pointing out. I mean, they were shot the day of the event live. But as folks, citizen researchers, dig through this, they're finding more and more videos that show the exact same rate of fire, the exact same things we hear from different areas. And we do have a leading national acoustics expert who is doing modeling right now, and it's pointing towards multiple shooters, and it's pointing towards, but he's still researching it, not being a bump stock, they're able with acoustic signatures to even tell you what firearms they are. And I can tell you, there's a heavier machine gun, not a crank, that's on a belt. And that's what all the guys that are experts, Navy SEALs and Army people, Green Berets, and others have told us. They've been saying the same thing since the day it happened. I called all the Green Berets and military guys and special ops people. I called a bunch of them. And they all said the same thing. And now it's coming out. So let me play this new video. Let's put it on screen so I can plug the YouTube channel that has this. People can go see the full video. That's the Alternative News and Info Report. As you can see, that went up on October 9th. This is just one of the new ones I hadn't seen. Again, it's from the day, but they've got it and put it on their channel. New video services proves multiple shooters in Vegas. And this fits into all the other videos, just from a different angle, a different area. So let's go ahead and roll some of this footage. Stop right there. I'm going to play that for James Rosie Rawls. Now, let's play the cab driver footage shot right under the window in the parking lot at Mandalay. And you can hear it far off distant. Sounds like it's close to a mile away. A different firearm. Pop, 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 pop. And then you hear something that sounds like an M4 or AR-15, you know, that's closer together. Right above, ladies and gentlemen. And it's all happening the first 2.5 minutes. There's only one gun going off or one person shooting at a time after that. But in the first 2.5 minutes, here it is.
Now it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Notice she's in the same position when it goes off, and it's 10 times louder. Then she moves, and it's still loud. People say, oh, it's because she drove away. No, she's still in the same spot when you hear it being a lot louder and right above. That's where the reported shooting was coming from. So that is powerful. James Wesley Rawls.
Alex, I think you're right. There's three distinct sound signatures there. One is an echo, but the other, the very first shooting you heard was shooting from in the distance, and then you had shooting from up close. And the cyclic rate sounded like it was right around 600 rounds a minute, and that could have been an M4 with a long magazine and with a heavy buffer to slow the cyclic rate down. But to me, that sounded like an M249, which is a belt-fed. I have serious doubts that we're getting the whole story about what happened that night, about how many people were shooting, and where all the shooting was originating. There's some information that came out in the last couple of days about a shooting that took place in the front lobby of the Bellagio Hotel.
Yes, we've got witnesses all saying casings, glass, the police saying get in. It's very compelling.
Right. So we definitely have at least two different locations where there was shooting going on, and we're definitely not getting the whole story. I really want to have folks dig into this forensically and see what happened. And to get back to our previous subject on possible mind control or infiltration by either government informants.
You were getting into case points where they find a mentally ill person, wind them up, control them, and they believe they're being handled by a foreign power, but they're being handled by the FBI. I mean, even the New York Times admits that the FBI, what, out of 100 terror plots, hatched 98 of them.
Right. We very well could have a situation where Stephen Paddock might have even been in a situation like in the fictional movie Conspiracy Theory, where they had an individual who was mentally imbalanced and in a delicate state and convince him that he's actually helping the government when he's actually being used as a patsy, as a fall guy. And it very well could have been orchestrated by means of contacts away from his home where even if Mary Lou Danley, his girlfriend, were to testify, she wouldn't have a thing to say because I think if you look at his travel pattern, which was amazing for a guy who's supposedly a professional gambler, he was bouncing around between southern Nevada, Texas, and northern Arizona on a regular basis. And that would have given plenty of opportunity for him to be touching base with a FBI handler or a...
Well, I was about to say, his MO...
payroll or whatever.
His MO fits a gun runner or narcotics trafficker who's being controlled Fast and Furious style, who's laundering millions of dollars every quarter through these things, but that he was just the useful idiot bag man being used to do it, paying for everything, his family, his brother's now being investigated for narcotics trafficking. I mean, you've got this whole, and then the hotel lying about him getting there, you know, 3 days later, and the receipts. I mean, what does all that say?
Yeah, and I have never heard of a professional gambler that plays video poker because it's not like a live poker game where you can watch the dealer. And the dealing is
no, it's programmed where you lose 65% of the time.
Right. So how do you, you're not going to make up for that on volume.
Exactly.
I think he was there to launder money. And he had to spend all those hours in the casino and do that volume of gambling to cover the amount of money that had to be.
Sure, I mean, look, his dad's a famous bank robber, a psychopath that tried to run over FBI agents. The whole family's been handled. It's coming out. The brothers are basically snitches. I mean, this guy's the classic cutout snitch that thought he was a tough guy, told women he was a secret agent, told women he was a psychopath, when what he really was just some cutout decoy slime bag.
I think you very well may be right that we are not being told the whole story about Stephen Paddock, what his motivations were, who was controlling him, and what he thought he was doing. It could have been either a false flag or a third flag operation. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with the term third flag, but typically, like in the case of a famous American spy named Pollock,
Hold on, stay there. Let's come back and finish up with different types of false flags, third flags, different double crosses, triple agents, quadruple agents, all sorts of decoy operations. Let's talk about that on the other side, then get into the big enchilada, North Korea, with our guest, James Wesley Rawls, and now admit a possible strike on North Korea is the talk of the calm before the storm. Straight ahead, survivalblog.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And by the way, you power all the sites. When you spread the links and articles, you are the resistance. It's an info war. Spread those links and articles today. We'll be right back. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality Infowars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are our new sites. In the next hour, I have open phones, and I'm going to cover all the other big breaking news on the economy. You name it, James Wesley Rawls of SurvivalBlog.com, former Army Intel officer, best-selling author, is our guest. But let's play that clip, just one more of this video showing the same thing, from Sunday night, where you can, as he said, hear faraway shooting, close shooting, and then there's echoes and bullets bouncing around in the middle of it if you want to slow it down. But, I mean, it's just totally clear. And of course, the video I played earlier is even clearer, but here it is. That's enough. Right there, you can hear overlapping fire. That's clearly two different rifles, two different cadences crossing over each other. Just spectacularly obvious. James Wesley Rawls continuing with what a triple flag is.
Okay, sure. A third flag operation is where an individual is led to believe that they will be infiltrating an organization in their country on behalf of another country. And I mentioned Jonathan Pollard. He was a CIA analyst who became a intelligence asset for the government of Israel back in the 1980s, and he was eventually released, I think, in around 2015. But a lot of times people will be brought into intelligence operations and led to believe that they're going to be representing a third country. That, say, for example, Stephen Paddock was told that he would either be representing the United States government or another friendly pro-Western government to infiltrate ISIS on as an operative. But in fact, he was being played, where this was a Reichstag-style operation where they wanted to actually have a terrorist incident take place that they could blame on another country. Or
sure, and just to be clear, I kind of fumbled the term, but I've read about third flags going back hundreds of years ago, different governments in wars between Spain and England doing it when these terms first got developed of false flag, third flag, and they had a whole bunch of other terms, just like they have for, you know, picking up sea garbage, flotsam, jetsam. I mean, it just goes on and on, all these weird naval terms that these come from. But when I call it triple flag, isn't this kind of a term that is there a triple cross where again, you think you're doing one thing, working for another group, but it's really another group, and you're being set up as a decoy, basically?
Right. It's conceivable that there was a foreign intelligence agency or a terrorist group that made it look like he was operating on behalf of the United States government, you know, basically doing a good service for his own country.
Well, sure, that's easy to do. I mean, that's the whole plot of the movie Sniper that came out a few years ago. That's a very powerful film. Have you seen that with Mark Wahlberg?
Yes, I have, and that is a good comparison. That's a comparable situation.
That's a third flag.
Happened.
That's a third flag.
That's a third flag operation, right?
He's told he's getting ready to address dangers of the president and his security, so see if you can get in the sniper position, see if you can carry this attack out, and then really they just intend to have him doing a drill where they end up killing him and then making it look like he did it.
Right. And
another third flag would be Arlington Road, where the professor thinks he's going to stop the bombing, but they actually set him up.
Right. And in the case of Stephen Paddock, there was almost an hour that went by between the time the shooting started out on the firing from the building down to the concert below. There was almost an hour that went by. So the coroner's not going to be able to determine exactly when he was killed or whether he killed himself. So there may have been someone else doing all of the shooting.
Well, I was about to say, what does it signify?
The first shots were ever fired.
What does it signify that my sources that have proven accurate so far, the only part that hasn't been proven now that they told me was that indeed he was shot by the police, did not commit suicide?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Because, again, at the time he stopped shooting, he still had a number of weapons that had never been fired. So even if he was having mechanical problems with the weapons he was shooting, there was a number of weapons that had never been fired. There were stacks of loaded magazines still sitting there, neatly stacked, ready to be fired. And without anyone bursting through the doors, what was his reason for then? Did he have some sudden change of heart where he wanted to kill himself? It just doesn't fit. It doesn't match. And
well, we now know we've been saying that, James, and now we know the whole official story is unraveling. And first we had the sheriff going, he had to have help, and we're looking at radicalization, and then they kind of pulled back from that, and now their narrative's unraveling. What do you think's going on? I think we've got Patriot leakers that they're having to get out ahead of because they know people are pissed off and about to release more.
Well, certainly their initial narrative about the timeline of when the hotel security guard came to the door, they had to change that because that completely unraveled on them. But unfortunately, that took away the convenient reason for Stephen Paddock to have committed suicide, which was he was in fear that he was in imminent danger of having the room rushed by a SWAT team. So I think we're being fed here, and the truth will come out. The truth will prevail because we live in the internet age. We live in the age of ubiquitous cell phones with cameras built
of ubiquitous human. There's so many people documenting right. everything that Big Brother's now been turned against Big Brother.
Right, and you know, if you notice on YouTube, there are now videos being released that synchronize 3, 4, or 5 videos together based on the firing pattern.
And it's lining up.
They're syncing all these up, so it's like having multiple human assets on the ground at multiple locations. You can't lie yourself around a situation like that. The truth will come out.
Well, my sources are real tight-lipped now, and I'm surprised they even gave us what we got, risking their lives undoubtedly, but they just say it's complete BS, and the guy was ISIS, Antifa, and that there were other, about other shooters, and that he was going to the Middle East. And now it's all starting to come out, so now they're all completely silent. And my other sources just say, look, you're on target. We can't tell you, Alex, but you're on target.
Yeah, I think that as time goes on, more and more information is going to come out. And there's one other really interesting tidbit that you probably already mentioned on your show, and that is an airplane that he previously owned ended up being sold to an intelligence defense contractor in Chantilly, Virginia.
I saw that, but I didn't ever cover it. Stay there and do 5 more minutes with us. I want to get into North Korea with you just briefly on the side of this break. Just amazing to have James Wesley Rawls here. And I'm just jumping in a lot, not to interrupt, but just we're adding info to each other and just really building this picture because there's so much I haven't even gotten into. I mean, it's just crazy what a cover-up it is. But I don't claim to be breaking all this. We're just looking at what humanity is discovering, covering it, but it locks in with what the FBI hostage rescue team folks told us, and from what other sources said. So this is just, to be this right, is just to see you and your own research listeners be so right compared to MSM's lies and then to have Newsweek having to admit, okay, maybe ISIS did do it. I mean, this is getting crazy, and you're seeing the cratering of their credibility. Go to survivalblog.com. You'll find his great books, James Wesley Rawls, and more. Be sure and support our great guests. Great information, and please support InfoWars. We're ending Secret 12, high-quality methylcobalamin B12 for 40% off today. We've got Emmerich's Essentials 50% off. That's ending today. Oxy Powder 25% off, ending today. We've got Brain Force Plus 50% off. That's going to run for another week or so, but that's it. The 50% off Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth Formula with turmeric, chaga mushroom, and so much more. That's got to end soon. I'm not sure how soon, but definitely in the next 4 to 5 days. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And if you sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off on stuff you're going to want to reorder, like high-quality coffee or Brain Force Plus or X2 or Lung Cleanse or any of the great products, Secret 12, you name it. You can cancel anytime. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And folks, we love this fight. I want to win. I want to take the globalist on. I'm not complaining, but we are hair on fire at Mach 5000 with the enemy coming after us. So when you fund us financially and buy great products and spread the word, it is an act of savage rebellion in the info war against the globalist. So you are the heart and blood of this operation. Please continue to support us and pray for us and buy the products. Stay with us.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From the front lines, it's no brag, it's just fact.
From the front line.
You just got to be willing to die.
Information war.
To live.
It's Alex Jones.
Everybody else is not willing to fight. So they're slaves. But now we see the New World Order going onto the rocks. It's bad for business. James Leslie Rawls, North Korea. The calm before the storm speech now confirmed to be a threat to North Korea. Is this all just saber rattling? I don't want a war. I love my four children. At the same time, I know North Korea is evil. It's not like these Middle Eastern wars. This is a real threat given weapons by the globalists. Trump appears to be cleaning up the globalist mess in the Middle East and now this. But I don't want to strike. But he does get more belligerent. How they even get the UN and others on board for the U.S. to basically stand up North Korea. What do you make of this situation?
Well, Alex, I think that you're right that most of it is saber rattling. The threat of an actual shooting war with North Korea is relatively small, but the implications of that happening are huge because North Korea is now a nuclear-armed power. So the threat there is credible. A lot of it, though, is grandstanding and saber-rattling for the sake of consolidating power in the United Nations and backing up the long-standing American position in the region. You know, a lot of your listeners may not realize, but peace was really not ever declared on the Korean.
Yeah, the war is still going on. It's like the ceasefire.
It's still a state of war in existence. It's just there's just simply been a ceasefire since the early 50s. So, yes, that very well could re-erupt, and it could be very ugly when it does if nukes start getting lobbed around. My real doubts about the situation involve North Korean technology. Obviously, they have fission bombs. I kind of doubt that they have any kind of deliverable fusion bomb. And I also have doubts that they have sufficient miniaturization
to deliver it.
To put their nuclear weapons on there.
So you don't think they have hydrogen bombs yet?
Well, a hydrogen bomb, you know, takes a fission bomb to set off a fusion
yes.
bomb, a hydrogen bomb.
Takes an atomic bomb
and
to detonate a hydrogen.
I don't think they're going to, they're not going to have the ability to miniaturize hydrogen bomb technology for many years. And they may not even have the ability to miniaturize their fission bomb, their atom bomb technology.
I agree with you. The evidence shows that. And why are they getting so belligerent and just so crazy? Is that a sign that Kim Jong-un is weak and he's doing it for domestic control?
I think a lot of it may be for domestic consumption to try to consolidate his power. He comes from a whole dynasty of absolutely paranoid dictators. His father and his grandfather were both notoriously paranoid. There have been multiple killings within the family to consolidate power and to prevent any kind of attempted coup within the regime. So the level of paranoia, the level of xenophobia is just off the charts in North Korea.
That's a great point. So people think the West is racist when we're the least racist group. You go to Asia, man, they all hate each other. Like, it is just incredible.
Yeah. The level of xenophobia there cannot be underrated. And the level of paranoia is similarly just, again, off the charts. So it makes it almost impossible to predict how Kim Jong-un might react to particular situations.
All right, that's why it's so dangerous. We'll keep watching. An amazing analysis. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. Find his books there. Thank you, James.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar on local stations, TV and radio across the country, and of course at News Wars. There's a war in the media. Newswars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. Now, let's go ahead and go over some of these articles. I'm going to open the phones up about the big Vegas cover-up developments coming out. The North Korea situation, the NFL running up the white flag. They're trying to exercise power over America and a lot more. But I'm also going to get to a story Paul Watson posted this morning that I should have led the show with. I just got so focused on the incredible news of them changing the narrative, admitting people were getting shot earlier than they were inside the hotel, that they think there were accomplices, that he went to the Middle East. I mean, the whole thing's unraveling exactly as we told you it would. It's simply incredible. But this big news is on InfoWars.com. And you know, Paul sometimes has kind of light headlines for stuff that is just over-the-top important. And you read this story. We already know these numbers, but we had 2015 numbers. The government always comes out close to a year later with last year's numbers. And you can play games with statistics, but murders, they got a really accurate number on the number of folks that actually got killed, that were enrolled as dead. This is one of the most accurate numbers out there. There's obviously people missing that you have to factor into that, but this is InfoWars.com, Paul Joseph Watson, and this is the type of article that they censor on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. This is what they don't want out. And folks, I'm not putting this out to put down black people. The media, whenever there's black-on-white crime, newspaper editors have said they tell their writers not to say the race of the person. But then if a white person kills some black people, they go out of their way, mainly the white editors, the leftists, to say all white people are to blame because some scumbag killed 9 innocent black people in a church in South Carolina. But then when a black guy shoots 9 white people, thank God only killing one, and says he does it because he hates white people, they censor it if you even report on what he said. Or if Islamists say, go out and rape Western women, they censor that. Or they censor the rape epidemic in Sweden or Germany. I mean, this is happening to InfoWars. This is going on. They have Republican congressional candidates that put out really just nice, friendly videos on Twitter. Marsha Blackburn, it gets a couple million views. They just ban it and tell her it's banned for violating their rules. So we've hit next level censorship, but listen to this censored info, because we now have the 2016 numbers. 10 months later, we get them. Usually it's a year. Usually it's in December we get them, or January. This is a little early. New FBI crime stats show white privilege might not be America's biggest problem. And for every homicide by a black person, there's 12.37 for white people, killing 1.42. And Hispanics, 2.54. And if you look at the numbers from the year before that, and they're also in the new one, I haven't had time to just polling on to murder rates and crime rates here. If you index it, you find whites are twice as likely per capita to be, or right at twice. It's not quite twice. Right at twice as likely to be killed by police. Now, does that mean police want to kill white people? No. The only racism there, as you could just say they're politically correct or scared, is they slow roll into lower income areas that happen to be black because they know they might get shot in the back or demonized. They're not going to risk their life going into a home invasion or in many cases, a domestic disturbance that is super dangerous, whether it's black folks or white folks or whoever. That's the most dangerous thing is a domestic disturbance, because people, their emotions are up with their mate or their kids or whatever's going on. Anybody knows, you know, tempers can flare. That's a dangerous situation to walk into some family fight. People are wound up. They're emotional. They're not thinking. Well, are the cops going to roll into, say, a house with, you know, a family of 10 people in it while people are yelling and screaming and waving guns? No, they're going to drive on down the street and call the SWAT team. And it's going to take them 30 minutes to an hour to get there. And by then, somebody's going to be dead. Because you also look at the statistics, a lot of cops are getting killed going into white domestic disturbances. But they're risking their lives because on average they think they're appreciated going in there. But if they're not appreciated and going to get shot in the back, they're not going to show up. So that's the facts. You got 3,000 people plus a year shot in Chicago, close to 1,000 dead. Nobody's talking a couple hundred black people killed by cops, thousands dead in Chicago. Thousand shot? So this article has the latest numbers, and they're even more dramatic than the year before. While some blamed mass shootings in Las Vegas on white privilege, new FBI crime statistics suggest that while white people may not be the main source of the problem when it comes to violent crime. I love how Paul said may not be. These statistics are conclusive. I love Paul to death. He's so prolific and so great. This is a very... It needs to be shocking new statistics show blacks commit 10 times more homicides than whites. Censored data. I mean, you know, I don't understand. Whatever. Just get the article out, folks. Newly released figures covering 2016 that break down arrests in terms of race illustrate how black people are still vastly overrepresented in virtually every crime category. Despite making up 13% of the population, total arrests of black people are 2,263,000. Compared to 5,858,000 arrested white people who make up around 73% of the population. Yeah, but all of them are about to die. That's why, like, in a decade, it'll be 60% non-white. So one reason they're not committing a lot of the crime is their young people commit most of the crime. So, see, a lot of that's also skewed by that, but it is the numbers. Black people are the most likely and more likely than whites to be arrested for murder and non-negligent manslaughter despite being a minority, with 52.6% of arrests in this category being African-Americans. 13% of the population, 52% of the arrests for it. Of adults arrested for murder, 52% were black or African-American, 45.4% were white, and 2.6% of other races, reports the FBI. Do you hear that? Black people are also overrepresented in virtually every other category, including robbery, rape, aggravated assault, motor vehicle theft, and prostitution weapons violations. And show folks those graphs. Okay? And remember, even Obama's Justice Department tried to manipulate these numbers down. It didn't work, folks. And if you want to know why, starting in the 60s, The black community had lower crime rates on average than many other communities, the lowest level of illegitimacy. But they had the highest number of new jobs and had decided to, hey, you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm not defending what happened to them, but they said, we're going to dress nice, have our own businesses, and we're not going to shop in the cracker areas. And it made them incredibly successful. I'm not saying the suppression was good, but it made them have their own communities, their own systems, made them become successful under the pressure. And then they came up with a great society, and as LBJ's letter said, I'm going to have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. We're going to tell them not to have men in the house, break up their families, break up those black churches. We're going to have control over them. And boy, did they do it. Then they hyped up the gangster culture in the media. They pushed it. That was tough. That was cool. That's how a black man got ahead. And they had them primed for the prisons. And it's been the same thing ever since that. In MTV in the early 90s, they told top rock stars, I've talked to two of them myself, you better start doing hip-hop and having these hip-hop artists on because we're going to force-feed it and make it the future. Really, they were just using top acts to force-feed gangster rap, and setting them up. And they told him, we don't just want the normal rap that was pretty popular. We want the gangster, tough guy, thug garbage so that all these kids thought their dad that went to church and their dad that, you know, worked at a shoe shop or was a janitor, and I'm not saying those are jobs they all should have had. Point was is that they were working hard. That wasn't cool. I'm going to go out and rob somebody. I'm going to be cool. And the media literally advertised to black folks to become criminals, and they went and did it. And then they got murdered in mass, killed in mass. The cocaine got shipped in. They got put in the prisons, and then the whole cycle was created, and now they're doing it to everybody else. But this crime statistics show it, and this is what the Democratic Party and everybody else is pushing. This is what they want, because if they can't abort black people, they want to make sure you end up in prison, as Hillary Clinton said. And so you need to wake up from that trance and realize they're your enemy. We'll be back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. You found it, the true resistance against the globalists. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to take your phone calls, toll-free. First-time callers, yet again, want to give you a chance to get on air, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. That's been the Sunday phone line here in our own studios for years, 10 years, but I've been with GCN for close to 20. I guess it is about 20, but I'm now syndicating my whole transmission myself. I use GCN as a backup. They're great folks. But I'm doing our own affiliate relations and communication with the radio stations and more. Before we go any further with some big breaking news here, don't forget, 50% off our number one selling product, BrainForce Plus, now with 20% more caplets in each bottle, the amazing healthy Brain Boost Nootropic. It's got all the known healthy compounds that healthily boost your brain, focus, and output. If you haven't tried BrainForce, now's the time. We sold out of this for months. I doubled the order. I thought we'd have enough for a month or so at the sale price. It's going to have to end in a week or so because it's so amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, let me tell you a little story here. Dr. Corsi is somewhat popular on air, and he does our political stuff in D.C., a lot of it. He's done a lot of great stuff in the past. He has a lot of great connections. But it's not really sexy, you know. It's kind of dry about, oh, they're raiding Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fund Obamacare. Or many other cases like that. But he writes those because it's for a D.C. audience. So, the articles don't go viral on InfoWars. A lot of folks read them, but they're just not viral. Like a Paul Watson article. But when you talk about delivering, and we're not getting paid any lobbying money for the American people, because that's who we lobby for, myself, you. Remember Rand Paul wanted to come on 6 months ago? His plan got pitched through Dr. Corsi and others. Quite frankly, Corsi first put out the plan and got the documents about defunding it. And not letting them raid Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So it's not about credit. It's showing how that's why they want to keep InfoWars off the president's desk. Because the president, when he gets good info, acts on it. This is huge. We should get Corsi on tomorrow. By the way, I'm not poo-pooing Corsi. It's like some guests aren't super viral, but with targeted audiences, they're super effective. Look at this article by Kit Daniels. As we predicted, Trump assigned Rand Paul healthcare plan. Trump joins forces with Senator Rand Paul. And it's got the whole plan to basically defund it. Even if they don't get rid of the whole bill itself, they just defund it. And then that helps the American people not get ripped off. It forces states to bring in competition. It'll lower prices, give you higher quality care. They don't get to wreck American health care and then come up with a single payer, as Ezekiel Emanuel and Jonathan Gruber said. They both said, on television, you're stupid. We're wrecking it to take it over with the Republican blue blood scum. So big article breaking it all down. And we've got all the Corsi videos in there where he broke it all down. Great job, Dr. Jerome Corsi, on that front. And again, the sheriff department's altered the timeline, saying he shot people before he opened fire when they said, and he did go to the Middle East like we first told you, and he checked in 3 days early like we first told you, and just, oh, I mean, it's just everything we told you is coming up. Oh, and Newsweek says ISIS may be behind it now. Oh, and the New York Times has been caught on tape admitting that they slant the news against conservatives and Trump. We don't really need Project Veritas to tell us that, but it's nice to have the video, isn't it? Oh, and I almost forgot, little Zook Zookie, Newsweek's reporting, exploited disaster with Puerto Rican virtual reality. He partners with the Red Cross because then they keep 90% of the money. It's all a big globalist scam. So A, he did that. And then he shows himself in Puerto Rico telling you how to do it. It's a virtual reality. Isn't that nice? His little sick avatar. It looks like it's what a three-year-old would watch. I love how everything Zuckerberg and NPR and all of them do is talk to you like you're an idiot. You know, that doesn't make sense. We're not idiots. They admit the message is the medium. The message is the medium. The delivery form. The way they give you the delivery. The fact that it's dumbed down is designed to dumb you down. The medium is the message. And the message is the medium. But the medium's the message to dumb you down. To just talk to you like, oh, hi, I'm helping, I'm liberal. And you get the internal Facebook documents. We want to savage their minds, keep them totally depressed and isolated with our avatars controlling them. Then we can slowly make them depressed, give them Prozac and Luvox ads, while the avatars steer them towards our final objective. I am Mark Zuckerberg, psychopath god. I am your god. I will see with eyes. I will walk among you as a man. But first I must make you below the animals, so that I can be higher than you. I am Mark Zuckerberg. I am your psychopath god. Kneel to me. Give me full control now. I will rule you. Once you've fallen, now put on the VR and let me put you in a trance. Because we paid a lot of money at the UT Psychology Department testing on apes this flicker rate. So get ready to get put into an addictive trance and give your children those slave factory iPhones and let us into your minds, because we're going to tear you apart. We're liberal. Oh, we're so liberal. Liberal. So, we're going to come back and take your phone calls straight ahead, but let me tell you something. Zuckerberg is no god. He's a genetic psychopath. There's nothing but a front man of old psychopaths, and he's what they think is the young and trendy. Oh, look, I'm trendy. I'm Zuckerberg. That's all, like Bill Gates was Microsoft's young tech genius. Boy genius comes up with IBM's front company. I'm the Harvard boy genius. Look at that. That is total, complete, lower brain, reptile, psychopath, weakling, chicken neck, coward nothing, who believes you are his slave, and who believes that he's going to be able to politically run for office and use his huge censorship army to crush all opposition. Little baby Zook Zook. Well, we'll see how successful you are, chicken neck, because all you're doing is initiating the countdown to the psychopath's end and to total oblivion of you and your kind. Thank you for opening the gate, Zuckerberg. Thank you for lowering the drawbridge.
Now that which you wish to control will politically destroy you. Phone calls straight ahead on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the fight against the parasite scum that would overturn God's plan. This is the great march of victory, the great contest against the tyrants, InfoWars.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to air the video edited down because it's a long video of a lady and others going through the hotel at Bellagio saying they saw shell casings, bullets, and the police told them that they were under attack as well. I mean, this went on. You can hear the shots coming from near the Bellagio. We've already played those a bunch. They're now admitting that he shot a security guard 6-7 minutes before any of this happened. They're changing their timeline. Now Newsweek says it might have been ISIS. I mean, this is a lot of big developments on that front. So we're going to go to Melissa, Eric, Matt. We're going to go to B, Stephen, Luke, Yoshi, and many, many others. Let's go to Utah, and let's talk to Matt in Utah. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome. Having a good day, Matt?
Can I see that?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead. You're on the air.
So, I got to thinking about it. You look at all these other terrorist attacks over in Europe, and you always have days, if not weeks later, they are making arrests. Why are we the fools here in the United States that aren't investigating anybody else? He looked at his girlfriend, and that's it. They're wanting us to serve on this one guy? I don't think so, man. There's no way.
Well, that's because 90% of the Justice Department is still Obama, Clinton holdovers, and they're just blocking Trump. I appreciate your call. We got some background noise there. Thanks, Matt. Good point. I mean, we have the whole story's unraveled. It's admitted he went to the Middle East. It's admitted that he shot people beforehand. It's admitted that other stuff was going on. It's admitted that he had people there 3 days before. It's admitted there's a cover-up. And they keep changing their story. And we have the hostage rescue team source, and we have all the military sources saying clearly it's multiple firearms. This is powerful information. Thank you, Matt. Now let's talk to Melissa in California. Melissa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was calling because I haven't heard anyone address this yet. In the beginning, when the press originally leaked the photos, they were on there for like 4 hours before they cut some stuff out of it. Even now, if you go to the UK website or where they leak them, it's cut out of their original pictures. There is a shoe in the picture, and you can see that it's a pant leg. And then behind the chairs back there is something, it's like a plaid shirt. It has black and white. And you can tell that it's a body.
I remember those photos in the Sun and the Daily Mail, and then I didn't see them anymore where it's like his leg under the bipod and there is some stuff under the table. You're saying that's been taken down?
Well, you can still view it, but you won't be able to see the actual sheriff. Detective who's examining the bullet wound, obviously at the head in there. I did some research on my own and I looked up the sheriff's department and I got pictures of everyone. Well, there's a black lady and she has a white watch on. And if you look in the photo, you can see the white watch. You can see her hand on the head of whatever's back there. And it would make sense
to me that it wouldn't be a watch. Screenshot all this and send it to Show Tips at InfoWars.com right now. All you guys need, because it's the listeners and viewers that keep digging all this up. Please send it right now. But let me add this. What do you make of all the videos of multiple guns going off, all the shooting experts saying it's the case, and the sheriff's department now changing their story, saying he shot people before he went on the rampage, and for 10 days they've been covering that up, now admitting he went to the Middle East, which our sources told us day one. What do you make of now Newsweek having to admit that, yes, indeed, it may be an ISIS attack?
Well, I think it is. I think it is a terrorist attack, and I think that they didn't get the tip in time that it was going to happen, and they didn't get there. And I have a feeling, I have never seen a picture of Hasty or Jesus Campos. You know, who is this guy? Is he a CIA? Is he, I mean...
Well, ma'am, do me a favor. We're going to look into what you're saying, but I remember it was like in the Sun, it was in the Daily Mail, I remember the photo... that it was wider, and later I saw crop photos. So memory serves what you're saying. Everybody send what she's talking about to showtips@InfoWars.com. Thank you, Melissa. And then these are great calls. We're going to ferret all this out. Some of it's going to end up not being accurate. Like day one, Monday, you hear the gun going off. Looks like a flash from the fifth or sixth floor. Turns out it's a strobe light. Saw other videos showing that that was the case. We said, folks, that was a lead we followed. Wasn't right by Monday afternoon. Media Today came out and said, Jones says, this week that it's a shooting, but we know it's a strobe light. See, they're going back to what we early said to find anything that's wrong because they're so freaked out that they know that we've been proven right yet again. Okay, let's take more calls. Eric in Ohio wants to talk about the Vegas cover-up. I mean, it's now a cover-up, folks. I mean, we've solved the case in that we know they're covering it up, and the Islamic connections are evident. I mean, we have the HRT sources. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
You and Mr. Rawls already touched on it, but obviously we have an additional confirmed shooter at the Bellagio. I'm sure you've also heard reports that there was a shooter at Tropicana and possibly even down ground level at the concert. My theory at this point is this was supposed to be a much larger attack, possibly as many as 20-plus shooters, explosives involved, complete chaos. 2 points on that. One, as Mr. Rawls has correctly pointed out several times, you can only shoot one gun at a time, okay? And accounting for, yeah, I've been shooting ARs and building ARs for 15 years. Even if one or two jammed, there's still 20-plus guns in that room. So I think the reason he got the hotel room early is because he was expecting more co-conspirators to come to the room to get armed, hence the camera system, hence the additional guests.
And then he got set up.
Yeah. Now, assuming the other shooters at the Bellagio and Tropicana are confirmed and police did take them out, it'd be very telling to find out.
Sure, it would probably mean that they were going to set him up but still try to get their shots in. But then from our witnesses, the Bellagio, the cops shot those people or stopped them. So looks like they were more on the ground.
Yeah, and let's see if there's any hotel security footage of those shooters going in and out of this.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. What do you make of the whole story unraveling so fast?
I think with this day and age, it's inevitable. With the amount of technology, the cell phone cameras, it just becomes harder and harder. Oh, the second point I wanted to make was you heard the police, the sheriff say that Paddock had a plan to escape, correct?
Yes.
So why make a plan to escape if you're a lone wolf and you have one exit on a 30-second
Well, he floor? Didn't commit suicide. I was told that by the HRT, and they've been proven totally correct.
Absolutely. So if you're going to have a plan to escape, if you think you're going to escape, all right, it's not going to happen if you're going to go one-on-one with SWAT. Now, if you have multiple shooters spread out throughout the city, all right, you have explosives, you have 20-plus shooters, complete chaos. That really, really increases your chances of not being zeroed in on.
And that's what the best brains think, is that most people got cold feet, warned the crowd, and that only 2 to 3 shooters were willing to carry out the triangulated fire.
And that's why his brother Eric is so squirrely. He knew about it. Absolutely. Last point, real quick, Alex. I just want to remind everybody, let's not forget about the you're all going to die lady. Okay, so what more do we know about her? Or more interestingly, why don't we know more about her?
Well, you sound like you do this professionally, Eric. Were you in the military or you're a cop?
No, sir, neither.
Well, the citizens are out there looking at this for themselves, and they're not buying it. And we've got that footage coming up from the Bellagio that we're going to be playing for folks. Anything else, Eric?
No, sir.
You know, since we mentioned that, can we play the lady saying they're all going to die, and then other witnesses reportedly told the cops this? So the cops are looking for who's saying this. I mean, I think it's clearly not hotel staff, because they would just go tell the cops. It's probably people that got cold feet. But what a weird way to get cold feet. Why wouldn't you just call the police and say there's about to be a mass shooting? But then I go back to, how do you get all those guns up in that hotel room when even top, you know, Wynn and others, top casino owners go, we profile you. When you leave, we search your room. I mean, that's what they do. Here's the clip of the lady that night there on October 1st talking about being warned you're all going to die.
So there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight.
Do you know why she was saying that? I mean, was this after the shots were fired, or?
It was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired, but then she was escorted out by security.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come right back. Thanks for the call, Eric. More calls straight ahead on other issues as well. We're going to go to Luke, Stephen, B.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality. body, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came.
All right, we've already played the videos of multiple shots, multiple cadences of rifles overlapping each other. We've had top military experts, federal officers that testify in federal court, acoustic experts on, like Craig Sawyer, saying, Chloe, there's two different rifles going off at the same time in the first 2.5 minutes. We played those. But you've got at the Bellagio, close to a mile away, Renee Downs and her husband, who's a Marine, and said, you know, clearly they heard shots right up close, shell casings, glass on the ground. Her husband jumped on top of her. The cops said, get back inside. They were sheltering in place. She shot her Facebook mentions when they were, you know, hours later still in there huddled. So we're going to play some clips of her talking about what happened that night and then another interview she did after that. Here it is. And again, this fits into the direction of the shots, close to a mile away. And then later, bam, 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 right up on top at the Mandalay, right where the shootings we know took place. So here is that footage.
But these are all the people randomly sitting inside.
All right, had a little bit of a glitch on that video. We'll get to that later. There's always this, it's metaphysical. There's always this rush to get a video. And then it's always at the end, and then it doesn't work. So I just had a gut feeling not to play that video. We'll have that later with Owen Schroyer at 3 o'clock coming up a little bit later in the broadcast with the War Room. We're going to air it all together. We're going to air the guns going off. We're going to air all the stuff shooting together. We're going to air it all for you coming up with Owen Schroyer at 3 o'clock today. Now, let's continue with the news here, as I was going to do. World's first sex doll brothel is being bombarded with requests for pedophilia and rape sessions by twisted pervs. That's right. Owner reports to folks. That's out of the Sun. That's being reported right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of serious cultural rot that's going on in this culture and this world. Also, RoboCops have been deployed in busy city centers in a bid to control holiday crowds. Just little robots that look like the Daleks or whatever they're called from Doctor Who. Exterminate, exterminate. All they need is a little extermination deals on it. Exterminate, exterminate. So there you go. Continue. Liquor makers need to sober up. The decline in teenage drinking. That's because they're busy on a bunch of Prozac drugs and smoking marijuana that's more hardcore than heroin in many cases. Commit a crime, your Fitbit, key fob, or pacemaker could snitch on you. Yes, all the little household and body appliances watching and tracking you in live time. So loving. Continuing, fingerprint test that reveals a criminal's lifestyle to be used in court in months. The fingerprint technology can provide a criminal's lifestyle to be admissible in court and a capable of detecting trace drugs, blood, alcohol, condom, lubricants, hair and cleaning products, and other substances of forensic interest. Researchers say could help investigators learn much about a criminal's activities just from a fingerprint. They can also fake fingerprints and fake all that, which they've been caught doing. Why we're exhausted, stress, and social media are taking their toll. USA Today, yes, all this computer time, all the Facebooking, all the trying to keep track of it lowers our attention span to that of Daria in Saving or Finding or whatever it's called, Nemo, and it's not good for you. Take the phones away from your children. Stop letting them watch all the television. Go outside. You will be happier. The folks ask, why are you on the air? Why are you in the Matrix? Why do you do all this? Because I have to jack into this to reach people. But I don't want to be here. I want to wake people up. Young people are more interested in threesomes than ever. That's a big article out. University of New Brunswick found Canadian students are thinking more freely about threesomes, but are held back by experience because of fear of being stigmatized. No, what's happening is they're less sexually active now on average. Older people are more active. And so they see all this online and think that's what a relationship is until they actually experience it. And it's not all it's cracked up to be. Just ask anybody. I've read about that myself. Never actually get it. But all the psychological studies is that it's not very fun. Let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. What I mentioned earlier, the big article by Paul Joseph Watson getting into massive black-on-white crime in the 2016 crime statistics that came out, showing the whole Black Lives Matter thing is a complete and total fabrication. Who's really being targeted racially is white people. Does that mean I hate black people? No. Does that mean the most black people are like this? No. But it means the new Black Panther Party and other groups, including CNN, promote killing white people as if they deserve it because they hype up the few questionable black deaths as if it's the end of the world to create the racial division. Totally cold-blooded and completely and totally sickening. I'm going to go back to a few of your phone calls here in a moment, but just again briefly, this is about to end. Caveman with the bone broth, with the turmeric, with the chaga mushroom, with the other concentrated things like bee pollen. It is about to sell out. 50% off is about to stop because I'm not going to run it up till it sells out. I'm going to then hold it back at the regular price. So Caveman's about to end. 40% off on our great vitamin B12 Secret 12. Highest quality out there, rated by third-party labs as the best out there. including ones that are adversarial and tested it. What morons. Anyways, don't try jacking it. We've got it all three tested. You labs out there, don't think we don't know your next plan. Now, continuing, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we can run this for another week, 50% off Brain Force, the amazing nootropic at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support, but a bunch of other specials end today as well, so be sure and check those out. You know, I want to play one more clip here. I played the first Bannon clip. Where he gets into all the things that are happening and how we're waging war on the Republican establishment and how they're the main enemy. And I totally agree with that. But I want to play his second clip about how Corker is quitting because he's a loser and now he may get indicted. So that's why he's attacking Trump. And he gets into the fact that, he would get crushed by Marsha Blackburn, who Twitter and others are now censoring, but it's only blowing up in their face. So let's go ahead and play this clip. Then we'll go to break and come back with some more of your phone calls ahead of the guest host that will be hosting the fourth hour. Here it is.
Polled by people in the room, Ben Sasse, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Corker, and even McConnell, they trashed the president, but yet they can't get any of their promises completed. They are the swamp. Republicans are weak and pathetic, and they're lacking in identity. And the forgotten men and women that voted this election are being let down.
Look, they have total contempt for the forgotten man. They have total contempt for the base. That's what you saw in Alabama. In Alabama, where they came in with Luther Strange with $32 million to destroy Judge Moore, you saw at the base thought of them, right? The base totally rejected them. These people have no respect for the working men and women in the United States. And I tell you what, Senator Corker is an absolute disgrace. And I agree with Jason Miller, who is the comms director on our campaign. I think one of the best comms people around. Jason's on CNN, but he never talks out of school.
So sorry to hear that.
On CNN today, he called for Senator Corker to resign.
I agree with him.
For the governor of Tennessee to replace him with Marsha Blackburn, a real conservative. If Bob Corker has any honor, any decency, he should resign immediately. He should not let those words stand away. He said about the president.
He wouldn't win, Steve. That's why he's really getting out.
By the way, he got out because he saw what happened in Alabama. If he wants to, by the way, he should get back in because he's going to get crushed in a primary.
Marsha Blackburn would kill him.
He's going to get crushed in a primary. He doesn't have the guts to get in. So he doesn't have the guts to get back in the race. He should resign.
All right, here's a question.
There are a bunch of cowards that just want to run around acting official and powerful. When the whole world's moved on, everyone hates them, and nothing will put these scumbags back together again. By the way, Paul Joseph Watson is hosting the fourth hour today. It's going to be very informative, I'm told. A lot of breaking news there. And then we've got the three-hour war room with Owen Schroyer and others where we're going to go through right at the start of the show all the witnesses, the multiple shooters, the fact that they've come out and had to admit that we're right, that he shot people earlier on supposedly, and there's all these cover-ups, and he did go to the Middle East, and he was there earlier than they said. The cover-up is imploding. Another huge victory for the truth and justice, and for our credibility, they're trying to destroy. So we just go with the truth, go with our research, go with our gut. It continues to pan out over and over again. So thank you as listeners for your support, because InfoWars is only one focal point of the global awakening against tyranny that's happening from Africa, from South America to Central America, to North America, to Asia, to what's happening in Eurasia, what's happening in Europe. It is an amazing time to be alive, and I am just so honored to be here. The fourth hour coming up straight ahead. You know, a lot of times I host it, other times guest host. It's always a great grab bag, but it has folks with their stamina invigorated and ready to explode out of the gate. So that's the fourth hour. Many of our affiliates carry it. If they don't, please do. And please carry David Knight's Real News, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., syndicated by InfoWars, right here at InfoWars.com/show.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Got a caller here from Tokyo. I didn't realize I'd been holding for 30 minutes. We'll talk about North Korea, World War III. Then Paul Watson's coming up live from London, England. Let's go ahead and go to Yoshi in Tokyo. Yoshi, you're on the air worldwide.
Mr. Jones, it's an honor to be here. My 100-year-old grandmother enjoys the caveman.
Well, thank you.
She lost her balance, so she keeps falling, but she never breaks a bone. I don't know if it's helping, but yeah, it's tasty, and it's really a staple here.
Wow, you get it shipped all the way to Tokyo. Well, thank you for the support, sir.
Yeah, the shipping cost is really a pain. There's never.
Well, we'll try to get some international distributors or something like, or maybe have 50% off for folks that are overseas or something to alleviate that.
Yeah, that would significantly increase my purchases because sometimes I buy something and then one third of the cost is just the shipping.
I understand. Or customs tries to hold it up. I know folks ordering overseas are really, really doing it as a service to us. So thank you.
Oh yeah. So anyway, so I'm in Tokyo. I'm half Japanese, but been here most of my life. The issue is North Korea and the belligerent for a diplomatic solution. And, you know, I'm rather disturbed or sad to see that InfoWars or yourself have taken a stance that there is no diplomatic solution. But I have faith in your ability to read and do research. But it seems maybe Mr. noticed that there's this old treaty called the Agreed Framework, which initially was supposed to halt nuclear weapons development by North Korea by stopping their construction of these nuclear.
Sure, the framework agreement was given reactors and everything, and they stopped doing it, but they gave them reactors that can build the fissile material. So I'm aware of all those framework agreements, but that goes back to, like, Jimmy Carter and people, right?
No, the framework agreement is under Clinton.
Sure, well, that's when they transferred them the stuff, but I think they started negotiations. I'm saying with Clinton, they used Jimmy Carter as the envoy.
Yeah, but perhaps the misunderstanding is that giving them the agreement, under the agreement, is to give them light water reactors, but there was never any funding to do so. The U.S. Congress did not want to do so.
Well, let me say this. I do believe there's diplomatic stuff. I don't want a war. I've only looked at both sides of this, and I think Kim Jong-un's a really bad guy and is firing missiles right over, you know, your country, Japan. But I mean, I think a war would be disastrous, but I know even the Japanese government's getting more hardline with Kim Jong-un. I mean, why do you think that's happening, and what do you think should happen?
Look, if Japan wasn't such a cucked country because of, well, being bombed back to the Stone Age, so to speak, and with the new treat constitution and all the brainwashing that the Americans instituted subsequently to make us feel so thoroughly guilt-ridden that we aren't so militarist, but economic sanctions on an extremely poor country won't help at all. But you see,
I understand it would just starve more people, but you're saying if you had your own military, then North Korea wouldn't be acting like this, or what are you saying?
If we did, then we probably have already sent special forces in the 80s or 90s to reclaim our people. Japan really loathes North Korea, especially after they've abducted our people, but that's not really...
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, used to kidnap lots of folks just for his own sexual pleasure.
Sexual pleasure and forcing people to teach their spies Japanese or other things, technical things.
But there you are saying how bad North Korea is, and then we're bad for saying they're bad. I mean, I'm just not going to say they're good. That's all.
So, yeah, that's a given. They're universally hated, and one of the phrases we like to say is that North Korea is like the vile armpit of Asia. Nobody wants to get...
Well, it's certainly an oppressive communist regime. Thank you for the call, Yoshi. Thanks for your support. Call back again. I'd love to talk longer. Paul Watson's coming up. Stay with us.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
We're live, it is. It's the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have a special guest. He's an actor and a model. Young guy just making his way in the world. He was fired for supporting Donald Trump. He was fired for being a conservative. He's going to tell you the full story. It ties into the whole Harvey Weinstein situation, which is still blowing up. Hillary Clinton. It took Hillary Clinton less than, 5 hours to blame the NRA for the Las Vegas massacre. It took her 5 days to disavow, to finally condemn Harvey Weinstein. This is CNN. Hillary Clinton condemns longtime Democratic donor Harvey Weinstein. Hillary Clinton condemned disgraced Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein on Tuesday, marking her first public comments on the matter since reports of his alleged predatory behavior broke 5 days ago. So is she going to give the $1 million+ that Harvey Weinstein donated to her campaign to a rape victim's charity? Don't hold your breath. She said, quote, "The behavior described by women cannot be tolerated." That's what Hillary Clinton said about Harvey Weinstein. "The behavior described by women cannot be tolerated." Unless your name is Bill Clinton, of course, and then Hillary will not only tolerate that behavior, she'll intimidate the victims on your behalf. So she's finally condemned it after 5 days. We have countless Hollywood celebrities who have worked closely with Weinstein, who have spiked this story, who have helped get this story spiked in the past, still refusing to come out. Matt Damon? It's amazing. The most self-righteous people, the most vehement self-righteous people on every other issue, which is what Matt Damon is, those are always the people who have the biggest skeletons in the closet. He was one of the guys who made the phone call back in 2004 when this was about to blow up in the New York Times. They spiked it. It was Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Well, even Ben Affleck now is being forced to come out 5 days later and disavow. But again, after everybody else already did it, he was the first one that should have disavowed it, because he helped spike this story back in 2004 when the New York Times had it and they sunk it. So this continues to rumble. Of course, we had new revelations today. The New Yorker has put out a giant article, which I've read most of it. It'll take you about an hour to read the whole thing, detailing what these victims actually went through. And it really puts to shame those people who have been claiming over the past few days that there's any equivalency between the Trump grabber by the you-know-what tape and the serial mechanized industrial abuse that Harvey Weinstein wrought over the course of 3 decades. Remember, we had Brian Stelter of CNN. We had Rob Reiner come out yesterday, a couple of days ago, and say, oh, Trump is even worse. Trump's locker room talk is worse than this guy allegedly raping women. If you read about the details of it, we can't get into the details of it because they're so graphic. He's comparing Trump's Hollywood Access tape, where he said, you know, they let them grab you by the you-know-what, to actual incidents where Harvey Weinstein would lure these women, frightened young women, often less than 25 years old, a lot of them. He would lure them to his hotel room. He would strip down naked, expose himself, basically grab their head and force them to perform oral sex, which is rape. They're comparing that to Trump laughing and saying, oh, yeah, these women throw themselves at you. They'll let you grab them.
And by the way, this guy could get any stars that wanted a job to do it, or the best call girls. He wanted the power over these young women, particularly young, 18 years old, you name it. He wanted them to basically vomit while the pig creature raped them, reportedly.
No, that's exactly it. He wanted the power. He could have paid for prostitutes. He was a multimillionaire. This is a quote, Alex, from the New Yorker article. This is one of the victims.
Weinstein's worth billions. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, this is one of the victims. This is a quote. I was very petrified, but I didn't want to show him that I was petrified, because I could feel that the more I was freaking out, the more he was excited. Now, this is a young woman who, was lured up to his hotel room on false pretenses. They were often told, oh, yeah, there's going to be another woman there to discuss a business arrangement or whatever. She added, it was like a hunter with a wild animal. The fear turns him on. She said she was leaving and he panicked. We haven't done anything, she remembered him saying. It's like being in a Walt Disney movie. So the fear that these women showed, the more nervous and frightened they got, the more it turned him on. So that's what it was all about. This is a more kind of a serial killer thing.
Not and that's that why they're into kids, it's about panicking people.
Yeah. It's like the hunters, like what they said. It's like seeing the animal panic. The predator gets more excited the more the animal panics. They savor the kill even more. And that's the same kind of attitude that these victims describe with Harvey Weinstein. You've got his allies still coming out. Fashion designer Donna Karan defending him. She basically said these women were asking for it. Now, that's an important distinction to make. Of course, none of these women are asking for it by the way they dress. The way they behave, in many cases, they were lured. They were procured under false pretenses. It wasn't a date situation. It was a business situation in the vast majority of these cases where these women were raped. They were going there for a meeting. They thought they'd get a business opportunity. It wasn't a romantic thing. So, again, to compare it to the Trump grab them by the you-know-what tape is a complete misnomer. You have to make that distinction. These were frightened young women. This wasn't a romantic situation. Now, there is a situation where certain women, some women, are predatory and will throw themselves at famous men because power is an aphrodisiac. That's the context of the Trump Hollywood Access tape. It has nothing to do with rape. It's Trump talking about predatory women who throw themselves at famous men. If you want to deny that that exists, then fine. You're living in an alternate reality. It does. But again, that's some women. Not all women. These women described in these cases were not meeting him under any kind of pretense. They weren't interested in him sexually or romantically. He's a big fat blob. He's a horrible individual. This was completely predatory on the part of Weinstein. So to blame the victims, which of course is what we hear in the cases of Islamic grooming, especially over in this country, leftists blaming the victims because they're wearing skirts or whatever. They're walking through the streets at night. We see it once again with the left in this case, with the big fashion designer coming out and defending him, despite the fact that, again, when you get into the details of this, there's no room for defense.
And, Paul, let me just add one point, if I can, and I'm going to get out of here, but I've been eating my lunch watching you break this down. The very same feminist people are coming out defending him. These older feminist women are coming out saying, oh, these women asked for it. Well, these are the same feminists that claim all men are rapists and Western culture is evil, but they love Islam. And so the very Hollywood that covered this up is the one telling us that the West is bad while they defend Islam because they get off on the power that Islam has over women. These are truly deviant, evil people, as you've been saying.
No, they're the first ones to blame. I mean, look at the college rape hoax. They claim that 1 in 4, 1 in 5 women were going to be victims of rape on college campuses. They based that on a study which was completely out of the norm based on an adult community center in one instance. And suddenly that became a narrative echoed across the world. Even Obama started talking about it. But when it's one of their own, it literally takes them 5 days, 5 days after these revelations come out to finally distance themselves from him. And you've still got people like Michael Moore, who praised Weinstein in a 2015 tweet, basically said he was amazing to work with. Michael Moore has still not disavowed, even after the onrush, even after the deluge of people who disavowed today, including Ben Affleck. You've got Michael Moore, you've got Matt Damon. In fact, I tweeted about it. Colin Firth, another one who worked closely with Weinstein, who is not disavowed. And again, these are the same people who will line up and attack Trump all day for not disavowing David Duke during the campaign, even though he did. Over and over again. Do you disavow? Do you disavow? Yes, I disavow. A week later, do you disavow? Yes, I disavow. They're obsessed with disavowals. As soon as it's their turn to disavow anything, they go AWOL. Matt Damon, Michael Moore, Colin Firth, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Russell Crowe. And again, it's always these actors like Leonardo DiCaprio who are so vehement and morally righteous about all their little pet political issues. And they'll never shut up about them while being complete hypocrites, like with DiCaprio taking private jets everywhere, hanging out on giant yachts with oil billionaires while lecturing you about your energy use. They're always the same kind of people, so vehement, so righteously indignant, and they're the ones who are completely silent. All of them buddies with Weinstein, all of them remain silent.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor?
That's right.
Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to play a clip in a second of some audio that was uncovered of Harvey Weinstein verbally attempting to seduce, is the wrong word. Abuse is probably a more accurate word. Abuse one of these victims into basically going along with his sick, perverted fantasy. This is not even the worst one. There are a lot worse cases than this, which are in the New Yorker article. We're going to go to that clip in a second. First, I want to tell you about some of the specials we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, because these aren't going to be around for long. BrainForce is still available at 50% off. For a limited time, we're giving you 50% off our popular nootropic, Brain Force Plus, at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you've heard me recommend this. This really gives you mental clarity when it's needed without that junk side effect you get out of coffee. It's a smooth feeling, and it really does work. I took it when I went over to Austin a couple of times, actually, after having jet lag, and it really does perk you up. This really does work. There are a lot of similar competitors, but this is the best one, and it's available at 50% off, massive discount right now on BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier, which is 20% off for a limited time. The air in your home is filled with dust, bacteria, allergens, and viruses. But with the revolutionary air purification system, the Alexa Pure Breeze, you can remove up to 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants in your home for a healthy, clean environment, and that's available right now for 20% off. You also have the Emrix Essentials. You're going to buy these products anyway, things like body wash, organic mouthwash, healthy products that you're going to get anyway, and they're 50% off. Again, massive discount, so stock up on Emrix Essentials, organic household products, all natural, toxin-free, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time, and help grow this broadcast as we continue to take on this deep state establishment, which has been somewhat embarrassed by these Harvey Weinstein revelations in recent days. Now the deluge of celebrities and politicians on the left finally coming forward with their disavowals, too little too late. Of course, on the first night of this, or the first couple of nights, the late night comedy shows, which railed endlessly about Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly, did not mention this once. They finally had to all mention it in unison last night and make jokes about it, because of course the previous night they had written the jokes and they were basically sworn off telling them. Protection, once again, if you find out about the level of abuse, the sheer level of abuse that Weinstein got away with for so long, he had to have powerful protectors at every single level of Hollywood. And of course, many of those same people work within television as well. So why do you think it took all this time, all this public pressure to make these people come forward and to make those late night talk show hosts actually have to mention this? Now, we're going to go to this clip, which is basically Weinstein with one of his victims. Now, from what I read, I believe they're stood outside his hotel room. He's basically trying to go into the hotel room and get naked, which is what he tried to do in almost every instance. He's trying to convince this woman to come into the room with him, having already groped her previously. Let's go to this clip.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing. Please, I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I know, but I don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. 1 minute.
No,
I ask
you.
Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel.
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me.
It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable
right
now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute, and if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touched my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry, just come on, I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on, sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. They'll call me again. Sorry, I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy is coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye.
So there you hear Harvey Weinstein again trying to groom this poor woman, trying to basically verbally beat her down to come into his hotel room. You heard him say there that he was used to it. What did he mean by that? Well, that was revealed in a separate instance where he bragged about being used to women saying no. And they said no over and over and over again until he pressured them into it, either physically or via verbal intimidation, threats that he would ruin their careers if they didn't go along with it. So that's what he meant when he said, oh, I'm used to it, when she kept saying, no, 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 I don't want to go in, I don't want to go in. And going back to what I said before, he got excitement, according to one of his victims, he got excited. The more they resisted, the more frightened they became. That actually turned him on. This is the level of depravity that we're dealing with here. Let's read another quote from the New Yorker article, again, from one of his female victims. I was very petrified. Again, that's the one we just read out. She said that he got off on her freaking out. I mean, that's basically serial killer mentality. Not that he's a serial killer, but it's the same kind of mentality. There's another quote, and it's by the same woman who said, quote, I know that everybody, I mean everybody in Hollywood, knows that it's happening. And of course, that was before the last couple of days of revelations, when nobody had come out and disavowed it. So everybody knew about it back then. He's been getting away with it for 3 decades. Same thing with the Jimmy Savile pedophile scandal over in Britain, where everybody in the entertainment industry in Britain knew about it, and he got away with it because he was being protected by higher ups. Who's protecting Harvey Weinstein? Who was protecting him, at least, for the past 3 decades? That will probably never come to light, will it? We do know that Matt Damon, who still hasn't come out and disavowed him, this is out of the Daily Mail, Matt Damon called spineless profiteer who stays silent, by Harvey Weinstein victim Rose McGowan. Matt Damon may soon be forced to comment on the decades of sexual harassment Harvey Weinstein inflicted upon his staff and a number of Hollywood actresses after one of those stars took aim at the Oscar-winning writer and star of Good Will Hunting. And again, this is about how they found out, or they knew about the fact that Weinstein's procurer was being paid $400,000 a year for a role in a film company when he was doing nothing whatsoever in that film company. His entire job was to procure women so that Harvey Weinstein could try and sexually abuse them. Matt Damon, according to this article, and Russell Crowe knew about it. They made phone calls that spiked an investigation in the New York Times back in 2004. 13 years ago, they helped cover it up. Absolutely incredible revelations. We'll be back, though, with our guest, continuing to talk about Hollywood after the break. Infowars.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to our guest now because, as I've been discussing, we've seen how Hollywood treats alleged serial sex abusers, lets them get away with it, defends them for 30 years plus, in the case of Harvey Weinstein. Now we're going to see, we're going to take a look into how Hollywood and the entertainment industry treats people with conservative beliefs. And we're talking to our guest, who is Lucas Duza, a young model and actor. And we're going to get his side of the story of what happened to him. You're going to want to hear this. And he is live with us now. Lucas, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Now, you're a young model actor. You were hired by this agency. You signed a contract with them. If you want to name the agency, that's up to you. But tell us what happened over the past week or so.
Well, basically, so as you said, a year and a half ago, I was given the opportunity to work with this agency. And during this time, I developed a presence on social media. But the agency was with the fact that I was expressing my views politically, and specifically, they really disliked a photo that I had on Facebook with it was President Trump with a caption that read, "My President." And a few months later, so like last week, I was informed that by email that my contract had been terminated due to my polarizing views. And it's important to remember that polarizing to the left is anything that, I mean, factual that they can't agree with. And now, Paul, something like this definitely wouldn't have happened if I would have encouraged blowing up the White House like Madonna did publicly. And it wouldn't have happened if I supported kneeling for the anthem or for the flag of the United States. And definitely wouldn't have happened if I would have been making threats like we see many leftists do on social media towards our president.
And so you were posting these pro-Trump memes. I mean, let's get it clear. You're 16, 17 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 17.
So you're not even old enough to vote. But they were so triggered. They were so insecure at the fact that you had, God forbid, conservative political opinions. You posted some things. Tell us exactly the process of how they informed you and then what happened. What was your response to them? Basically threatening to fire you, right?
Yeah, so like I just received an email one day, and I mean, they just told me that they weren't going to, they don't want to be associated with someone that has the views, the polarizing views, which I had, according to them, of course. And they just said that they won't appreciate and they don't have a placement for me at the agency.
Absolutely insane. So a 17-year-old kid, they were so triggered by this, so left perplexed by this, like they'd never had it before. They'd never seen anyone, God forbid, express conservative political beliefs. Now, is there any kind of legal recourse on this? Are you going to try and pursue it legally, or are you just going to leave it as it is for now and try and get a contract with another agency?
You know, I've got input from many of my other friends, and they just said that, you know, if they're not going to accept you there, then just try somewhere else. And I mean, I'm probably not going to sue them just because, I mean, my attorney said that it's freedom of speech. So, I mean, I think I'm just going to leave it as it is and just find work with another agency that will actually appreciate my work.
Absolutely incredible. And just to make it clear to people, James Woods came out a couple of years ago and said the reason he doesn't expect to work in Hollywood again is that he criticized Obama. We literally now have to have clandestine secret societies of conservatives in Hollywood where they can meet and express their opinions without fear of censure, without being in fear of people destroying their careers. On the flip side, we've got this Harvey Weinstein thing, which we'll get into in a moment. But, I mean, Lucas, did you have any idea going into this industry as a young man trying to get a start in this industry, how utterly intolerant they are? And what does it say about them that they react in this way to a 17-year-old guy with conservative political opinions?
You know, going into this industry, I know that, like, I mean, you have to be a liberal, be a liberal in the entertainment industry. And if you're publicly a conservative, you're seen as a racist, as a sexist, all these things that the leftists see in us. And honestly, I think it's just upsetting with everything. I mean, there are many, many people in Hollywood that are not appreciative of conservatives and they say that they're tolerant of other ideologies. Well, it doesn't seem like they truly are. I mean, you look at Stacey Dash, you look at all these other actresses that were actually fired and like not, they didn't want to, their agencies or whatever, clients didn't want to associate themselves with someone that's a conservative.
Now, we've seen Hollywood losing money. In fact, I'm going to do a big video on this in a couple of days' time. Their box office receipts are down now, even on what they were in 2002, despite the fact that they have way more screens. They had the worst summer, I believe, in terms of box office income in 15 years, the worst summer box office income in Hollywood. Do you think that's to do with this kind of virtue signaling that we see inserted into everything at the movie level, at the TV level, that Americans are finally starting to get jaded? They're finally starting to switch off. Or do you think the reason why Hollywood's starting to struggle in terms of income is basically that people are making crappy movies, they have no imagination, you know, everything's a superhero sequel? But do you think also there's some level of, you know, jaded sentimentality among Americans where they see now that Hollywood in the culture war is basically being used as a political tool to bludgeon people into compliance, into carrying, into adopting leftist dogmas, and they've just stopped caring about their primary role, which is to make good movies? What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely agree with you. I think that the fact is, like, Americans are really upset with the fact, and I mean, just look at the NFL. I mean, you have the ratings down. Why? Because you're targeting our flag. You're targeting our anthem, and it's despicable. And the American people, we can see it. They're not going to tolerate it. We've seen it with the election of President Trump. They're sick and tired of all these of the establishment in Hollywood and in Washington. You see all the corruption, the lies, the secrets, the dark side of Hollywood. And that's you see that trend in Washington, D.C. as well. And the American people aren't going to tolerate it. And that's why the numbers are low for Hollywood.
Now, talking about the dark side of Hollywood, obviously today we've been talking about these Harvey Weinstein revelations. In the past, we've had revelations from other Hollywood child actors. Obviously, you're not in the industry fully yet, but you may have some knowledge of this. Of this sexual abuse, at some levels, it's the Harvey Weinstein type. At other levels, it's actually accusations of pedophilia in Hollywood. Of course, we had the whole Roman Polanski scandal, which rumbled on for decades, with people like Meryl Streep saying that she was sorry he was in jail. Some of the same people that were close to Harvey Weinstein have defended Roman Polanski in the past. Just from your experience, which I know is going to be limited at this stage, but have you heard these stories about this mass sexual abuse problem within Hollywood just from getting into the industry?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've read into all these things and I'm really disgusted by all these allegations and definitely don't want to glorify these actions. However, what is troubling is that neither, for example, with the Weinstein case, neither Hillary nor Obama have called out these allegations. Even given that they nearly ruined Trump's Trump after allegations against him surfaced. And it's just yet another example of the hypocrisy on the left and them just turning a blind eye whenever monetary campaign donations are involved.
All right, stay there, Lucas Souza. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away. This is Russia Live, Infowars.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Day after day, alone on a hill, The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly
We are live. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, talking to Lucas Dusa, who is a young up-and-coming model and actor who was told, who was informed by his agency that he would be fired because of his political support on social media. He wasn't even an activist. He wasn't really that visible. He was just expressing support for conservative ideas, for Donald Trump on Twitter, that he would be fired if he did not remove those posts. Lucas, they actually said, if you remove the posts, then things might get better and they might keep you on. That's what they told you, right?
Yeah, they did. That's exactly what they told me after I had a meeting with them a few months back. And, you know, obviously I kind of said no. I didn't want to remove my posts. And I think that if I was going to lose my job, then I for supporting the president, then that's kind of silly, you know?
It's amazing. I mean, we have an industry with Hollywood that protects this serial sexual abuser of women, Harvey Weinstein, for 30 plus years. It takes most of them 5 days to come out and disavow him. That's the kind of thing that they will tolerate for 30 years. You've got conservative views as a 16, 17 year old up and coming actor, and that cannot be tolerated. Absolutely incredible. Even with TV now, you've got, you know, Tim Allen. He had the big hit show with ABC for the time slot. It was doing really well. Last Man Standing. That got cancelled. We speculated it was because of his conservative views, which, again, weren't even that vehemently expressed. But he later came out and confirmed that that was probably why they cancelled it. You've got a Hollywood secret society where they literally have to have clandestine meetings. You've got people coming out blowing the whistle. Elijah Wood, the Lord of the Rings star, came out last year and said that he was preyed upon as a child actor. You got a big pedophile problem in the music industry in Hollywood. You've got big serial sexual abusers. But no, you're the problem, a 17-year-old with a Twitter account. Absolutely incredible. I mean, does it put you off pursuing your career knowing how ridiculously hypocritical and, in fact, dirty and seedy that this industry is?
You know, I don't think it really puts me off. I just think it kind of empowers me. I want to go into this industry. I know it's hard as a conservative, and but I'm still going to fight it, and I've set my goals high, and I'm going to follow them regardless of what others say or what others think of my political views.
So at no stage did you think, oh, I can just hide my political views and things are going to be a lot easier? That thought process never crossed your mind, right?
I would say maybe it did for a short period of time. But then I thought, like, where's the freedom of speech? I mean, I'm going to express my opinions. I mean, they're not, as long as I'm not threatening someone, I'm going to support my president. I'm going to be proud of my country, and I'm going to be proud of my flag, and I'm going to be proud of everything American. I'm not going to hide that.
Amazing. Well, it's not a surprise that it happened. I guess the only surprise is that you're so young and yet they got so insecure and targeted you for it anyway. That's the surprising angle of it. Just in closing here, tell people how they can follow you on Twitter and any other information you want to tell them about.
Well, exactly. Go follow. Please, I would like to ask for everyone to follow on Twitter. I'm going to be posting more information about the entire story, the process, and everything. I mean, I'm trying to get in contact. I'm still trying to get in contact with the agency. But definitely I've had some supporters already, like, sending threatening messages, and I condemned any threatening messages that were sent toward the agency. I don't think that as conservatives we should be doing things like that. We should be better than what the leftists are doing. Living in Chicago, I can see on a daily basis what the left is doing in the streets, and I don't want any threats or negative things going towards the agency. I just think that I'm going to get through this one way or another.
All right, we'll leave it there, but kudos to you for standing up for your beliefs. Lucas Dusa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again.
My pleasure. There goes Lucas again. No surprise that that's how Hollywood reacts. That's how they handle people coming into the industry. Not even established actors who come out and, God forbid, express conservative beliefs. I guess once they get to a beachhead where they're actually successful, then they have some level of protection. But for them to be this irate, this intent on not even allowing people with conservative opinions to get in the industry in the first place, as obviously they tried to do. That's the incredible aspect of this story that I wanted to bring to people's attention. We got a few minutes left here, though, so let's dip into some final news stories. Zero Hedge reports Home Depot panics over millennials forced to host tutorials on using tape measures and hammering nails. Millennials are such crybabies that they're obviously they've spent a lot more time being offended over people using the wrong pronouns and things like that, that they don't have basic life skills. It mentions mopping the floor. Most of them don't know how to mop a floor, and now Home Depot and other businesses like that are starting to freak out. They're actually putting out how-to videos on how to mop floors, use tape measures, and hammer nails. This is an actual business concern from Home Depot, from Scott's Miracle-Gro as well, who point out in this article that a lot of millennials don't know that plants need sunlight to grow or they die. The millennials don't understand that. They're keeping their plants in their basement or wherever, and they're all dying because they've got no idea about basic biology or how to use a tape measure or how can anyone not know how to mop a floor? This is literally like baby level skills, but they're freaking out about it. They're having to put out all these how-to videos to train people the most basic of basic skills. What does that tell you about this generation? The anti-Trump late-night comedy lineup keeps plummeting. This is an article out of Washington Examiner, and they point out that while America was laughing at Twitter and watching YouTube videos, late night was slipping. And again, this is a point I got into in the previous segment. Hollywood is losing money. They're hemorrhaging their audience because, again, these movies, these TV shows have been turned into political weapons when the primary focus is identity politics, virtue signaling, and amplifying leftist political dogmas. They lose focus of their primary role, what it should be, which is to make entertaining content. I mean, look at Stephen Colbert. Every single night, Trump this, Trump that. I mean, you expect a bit of it, yeah, but it's just relentless. Anything he does, anything he tweets. And it's quite nasty, of course, with Stephen Colbert. He isn't writing most of it, but it just shows you the people behind the scenes are jumping on this train. You've now got Hollywood producers, you've got TV executives telling them that they're not being political enough, that Americans should have more of this rammed down their throats. It's not working. People are turning out in droves, tuning out in droves, I should say. Writing in the Federalist, Ben Dominic points out that the late night viewership of ABC, CBS plus NBC this week barely broke 8 million viewers combined. Not long ago, retired NBC funny man Jay Leno was bringing in 6 million viewers all on his own. What caused the network's comics to start flopping? Obviously, the generational demographics and technological developments can't be discounted. Millennials don't watch as much television. But again, some of it is due to virtue signaling, because then if you look at the news channels, Sean Hannity is kicking their butt. People are tuning out, and it's not the sole reason. Obviously, Netflix, other options, YouTube are a big part of it. But they're tuning out because they're getting jaded with this relentless politicization of comedy, of sports, of movies, of music, of entertainment, and the quality is declining. The quality is noticeably declining. People are tuning out. Of course, over on YouTube, you've got the late-night comedy channels doing quite well for themselves. It's the only beachhead that they've established on YouTube in terms of the left. They have Trump's tweet where he calls them out for not calling out the Harvey Weinstein scandal early enough. But over on YouTube, you've got these late-night comedy channels, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, etc., doing quite well for themselves. Now, could that be anything to do with the fact that YouTube has afforded them a top-tier partner status level where they can't be demonetized and where they're getting pushed up to the number one trending spot almost every time? Jimmy Kimmel comes out with his rant on Las Vegas. It gets less views than other videos that were released exactly the same time, but it goes to number one on trending. That's not pure algorithm. That's somebody cultivating and selecting that to become number one. Just like Facebook got caught selecting their trending news topic to shove out conservative topics, to silence conservative voices. It's a completely rigged game, but Americans are getting sick and tired of it. You've seen what's happening with the NFL. They're really starting to turn off because they're sick of this relentless polarization, this relentless shoving down the throats of leftist narratives, when at the end of the day, they just want to turn all that off. They just want to be entertained. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. War Room is coming up. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.